Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 171. We're down a man because he's in Disney. So, Colin McMahon joining me tonight are
Dave,
Pat,
Adam.
You know, you kind of said that pirate-like.
Pirate-like?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it was kind of pirate-like. You kind of, like, drug out the R.
Oh, I did.
Which is okay. Yeah, I mean,
R.
Me mateys.
Me boyos.
Josh is on Pirates of the Caribbean.
That could be
right
it. I'm
now,
channeling
so.
Josh. Yeah, so Josh doesn't care anymore. He doesn't like us anymore. Whatever.
It's okay. Dead men tell no tales.
True. I wonder how many times he's going
to
have to write It's a Small World.
I couldn't think of any.
Hopefully he has to write It's a Small World a lot.
With one leg leaving. I don't know, Pat.
It's not funny. You're making fun of Dave. He's got a foot issue.
Dave's prosthetic leg.
Man.
What if I took my leg off right now and handed it to
you? Yeah, one leg, all right.
Beat you over the head with it.
You're just like a bird. I'm sorry, Dave.
See,
I accept your apology, Adam. Don't let it happen again.
It was cool being known as a pirate, though, so you should be like, okay.
I guess pirates are cool.
It's just an eye patch, Dave. Peg leg Pat.
Peg leg Pat. There we go.
There we go.
Eye patch Dave. Peg leg Pat. Adam. The pirate.
The scurvy dog. Anyway.
Do you have any news, Pat?
I do.
Thank you.
So, the first thing was, we talked about this last week, the Archie Kickstarter. And we all complained like it was jacked up BS.
Well, it just seemed odd, though.
It got canceled.
It was because of us.
No.
Yes. I'm taking credit for that. It's because of us. Go us.
No.
Go Team Pittsburgh Comics.
No.
That's what happened.
Go Red Robin.
Now Archie's going to hate me. Thanks.
That's okay.
He's going to send the zombies.
Yeah, but it's going to take 8 months to get here, so I think we'll be okay.
We'll be all right.
Point.
So, speaking of things that are late, the Uncanny X-Men, number 600, which was supposed to come out, I think, this week, or if not next week. Well, now it's not coming out until October.
It's X-Men. We don't like X-Men.
I know it's Marvel, but... and it's not just Uncanny X-Men... It's all Bendis' books. But the Uncanny X-Men 600, which was supposed to be pre-Secret Wars and all that good
it
stuff.
It still is pre-Secret Wars. It's just going to come out
after Secret Wars. So that's...
You got a problem with that?
Yes.
Don't mess with Peg Leg Pat.
I'm sure it'll be fantastic since we have to wait.
Sure. I'm sure it will. Judging by the other issue.
We're all trying to be very positive.
I'm trying to. You know, that's, like, I don't mind, like, Batman came out a month late, but they gave us a couple extra pages for it.
Yeah.
You know, for our trouble. It'd be nice to get that here.
I think
it ain't gonna happen.
I still kind of had an issue a little bit with Batman Manly because of the delay. I think it kind of... People kind of forgot what was happening towards the end. So I think that kind of story needed you to have, like, a full concentration on it every month in order to understand what was happening.
I agree. When they started talking about the chemical, I'm like, what chemical?
I forgot about it. I completely forgot about it.
Well, but that's the thing. So now you're talking about a book that won't come out for 6 months.
Yeah.
Am I going to even remember what happened in the last one? And am I going to want to read it? I guess the only thing they have going for is it's going to be Bendis' last issue anyway. So people.
One of the problems with that one is there were so many variant covers. And I want to say it was at least 10, if not more.
Really?
And it was a case of how do I order these? What's the demand going to be? And my concern is now demand 5 months later.
Yeah.
You've moved on. It's post Secret Wars. Maybe you want to read new Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah.
And you don't care about this 600.
You're like,
I'm probably going to slash my orders pretty good. Just not to not have enough, but I had gone above and beyond thinking 600, hoopla and everything, and it's going to lose all of its impact. Plus, with Bendis being off the book, he's going to be on to something else.
Right.
So,
he's not going to be on that book at all?
No.
That one?
That was his last X-Men.
And there's a lot of people just on the book because
Before it came out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then the concern is, so we don't know what's going on, but, and I don't want to leap into conclusions, but the variant, the Scotty Young cover of the Ultimate and number one was him literally dropping a mic with the entire Marvel Universe behind him, facing the other way. So it's like, is he done with Marvel? That was the impression that cover clearly gives, because it wasn't just the Ultimate Universe.
But you wouldn't, I wouldn't think Marvel would make light of that, unless it's...
Right, but you don't know, or is it something he, I don't know. But, so, you know, he's done with Avengers, he's done Daredevil, he's done X-Men. What's left for him to do at Marvel?
Hulk.
Maybe. But, so...
Straight up Hulk book.
But, so, you know, he might be done with Marvel. So, it's just one of those, okay, if he is, that's going to make it even less important. Yeah. Here's a book. Oh, look, he left Marvel 5 months ago. Here was his last book.
Well, but here's the other, okay, so it's going to come out in October. Will the new Uncanny X-Men beat it?
Right, that's what I'm... That's,
you know, will it pull a Hawkeye, and then you're starting the new series before you've ended the old series?
So, yeah, that's a concern for me.
It certainly would
and
be
of course, you know,
time.
Even though it's delayed by 5 months, it's not going to be returnable or anything. We're still on the hook for our orders, so it's like, well, that's one I'm going to have to reevaluate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Speaking of Secret Wars, though, after Secret Wars, Marvel is doing an 8-month time jump.
Gosh, really? A long time jump after an event? Has that ever happened before?
Nope, never happened.
Okay.
You would need to hire some kind of detective. A detective of comics to try to track down.
Are you talking about Detective Chum?
But it's just, it was funny because I was talking with somebody at the store and it's kind of like, you know, really? House of Ideas? You know, it's...
House of Steel.
Okay, it's 8 months instead of 1 year later, but not exactly unique. My concern with that is just it's going to be a way for them to...
haphazardly end Secret
Wars? Well, no, not so much haphazardly, but get around a lot of things. Hey, 8 months later, look, Wolverine's back.
Yeah.
Because that was a big thing when they jumped the Avengers books ahead 8 months. All of a sudden, you're like, you're trying to figure out how did we get here?
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden, you know, the young X-Men are gone, and the Wolverine's back, and Cap's normal again. And, you know, it's they can add all this mystery and how did this happen, but it also feels almost like a little bit of a cheat, too, is, you know, okay... Look, Wolverine's back. How did he come back? Oh, you'll wait. Have to wait till we revisit that. You'll find out, and it'll be something
in
they drag
months.
On. Like I was talking with Dan yesterday, just texting. We were just waiting for our shipments and texting back and forth. And I said they lost a lot of faith with the Red Hulk reveal because it didn't happen until issue 23, and that was a long time to make people wonder who Red Hulk was. And by the time it got to it. Most people didn't care anymore.
Look at what they just did with Thor, though.
Right. Well, that was 8 months, and then I don't think it's been met with really strong response.
Well, because the character that they said was Thor makes absolutely no sense.
But here's the other problem that they haven't mentioned.
And it's the end of the book.
It's the last issue of that series. So what's the point? Because then now when we come back 8 months later, she may have been cured. With no explanation and things like that. So it's just, I look at it almost as a cheat. Like they've backed themselves into corners with some of these characters, with Captain America, with the young X-Men. They haven't backed themselves into a corner with Wolverine, but I just see it as a way for them to get around a lot of stuff. You know, all of a sudden we'll have a new number one, the return of Wolverine. Or, you know, and it's like, it wasn't really gone that long. You know, Wolverine's has gone on.
Has he
I don't even know how many
Johnny
issues. Storm? Oh wait, here we go. Well, that's perfect timing. Wolverine's issue.
If it ever pops.
There
up.
It is. So 19 comes out today. So that's probably gonna. I don't even know what the last one is,
well,
but my guess is either 20 or 24.
Yeah.
So you know that'll be 5-6 months he's been gone. Then he's gone another 5 months. You know, so I guess it'll be almost a year. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he can come back. So.
I don't think he's going to be one of the characters that comes from the Ultimate Universe.
No, because he's dead in the Ultimate
dead,
Universe.
But his son's there, and they're not going to replace it with
But
his
nobody
son.
Knows who that is.
Nobody
That's
wants
the problem.
That character, so I have a feeling... I think you're right how they're going to do that. I think they're going to do that, as you said, because we already know they're doing it 8 months later. Mm-hmm. I think they're just going to throw him in there and then backtrack. How did he get here? You know?
Well, and then
I don't know. That
also
like
means
that
they got 8 more months to figure out how they can unwrite themselves out of the corner.
Doesn't that seem like a quick way of telling it, though? Like, bringing a character back? Like, this is how we got here. And within a few issues, we
but understand. They won't tell you. No, they just,
they
it moves ahead.
They just,
and they, you know.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, then it'll be mysterious how they came back. So.
Because comic books.
Yeah. So that's my only fear when I first heard that. I was just like, it seems like almost a cheat.
Well, speaking of Marvel cheating...
Uh-oh.
So...
Now what?
Well, so Marvel is doing t-shirts, like merchandise, for Secret Wars. And they're editing the original covers to remove all traces of the X-Men and Fantastic Four. Because they don't own the movie rights, so they don't want to push their characters.
Well, Tom Brevoort, I did see, went online and saying that the people who are making the t-shirts don't have the license rights to those characters. So that's why they had to change them.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I don't know how accurate. I'm just saying that's what Tom said.
Because Marvel doesn't necessarily
Not Marvel, whoever the t-shirt manufacturer is. Let's say they needed to get the rights to do merchandising for that. Well, the merchandising rights lie with Fox or whoever, you know, the other companies. So in order to do that, so they change it. It's like, I don't know, if you're doing a Secret Wars cover, I'm going to say that's strictly with Marvel. You're not advertising those individual characters.
No.
I still don't get that. That doesn't really
It really, yeah, it really doesn't. Because, like, Mad Engine is one of the licensees for Marvel.
Yeah.
And I'll do, like, Spider-Man t-shirts. I think my jacket was... my Spider-Man jacket was Mad Engine.
Yeah.
But they also do Wolverine jackets.
Yeah,
they do Wolverine
shirts.
I have
two shirts that say Marvel on them, and Wolverine is one of the characters.
Those from Five Below?
No, those weren't.
Just checking.
Yeah, actually,
some of them are, though.
I have one that's Spider-Man, Wolverine... I think Iron Man and Captain America. So it's the same thing. And, you know, up until, 4 months ago, Sony had the rights to Spider-Man.
They
still use him in all the...
Yeah.
So I got to call BS on that.
Yeah, I got to as well.
Nothing happens in a vacuum, I think. And there's, you know... That's the reason.
And he's going, spins around real fast, dust comes in.
They're just not publicizing Fantastic Four and X-Men because they don't have the movie rights.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
I know.
No, it totally doesn't.
But
I don't get that, though.
Tell Tom Brevoort to go back to his pizza.
I don't think it's...
Let's get back to Tom. Jeez, man, that's harsh.
I mean, that decision isn't made at a lower level. That's
like,
Ike making that
decision. He's like, that company has anchovies where we have pepperoni. You see? You see how this works? That's how he's explaining.
Yeah, I got you. So, the other thing I got was the... DC is coming out with a DCU campaign, and it's...
Which I don't have a problem with the campaign, but I Bleeding Cool kind of promoted the messing with the campaign.
Yeah,
doing
the memes.
Because instead of DCU, which it's been for years, they changed the U to YOU to try to get people more involved and stuff like that. That's why they're doing this big promotional thing where I'm getting these little packets every week with posters and stickers and masks and tattoos and things like that.
Yeah, I saw that on their website.
Well, and I think it's a good idea to, you know, diversify and all that. And you know, we talked about this right before the podcast. If you look at the back of the Convergence books, it seems like each of these new titles really is different. Not only story, but like the art is very different from one another. Each book kind of has its own voice, so they are trying to find new audiences, which I think is a good thing.
I hope they're going to where they were at New 52, where it's like events, big, large events, aren't going to exist for a while, because we need to step out of that now. After especially 2, we had Future's End and now Convergence. Step away from those and just tell straight-out stories, self-contained.
Yeah.
Even if Darkseid War is a self-contained Justice League event, that's not a problem. But, like, big, like, events.
Well, yeah, I mean...
And that was their thing with
Forever Evil was really the only... Well,
It was still a self-contained Justice League event, pretty much, besides Justice League Dark.
Went into, well, it also went into, what, Suicide Squad and something else?
Yeah, a few things
tied. Yeah, well, yeah, it had some tie-ins, but, I mean, that was kind of, you know, and then they killed off, quote-unquote, killed off Nightwing, so, you know, it did have impacts on other books,
yeah.
But it was...
Yeah, you're... Well,
but
you're,
but they didn't have, you know, it's not like every year they had a big event that it's going to change the face of DC forever. Yeah. Kind of the closest thing that they had to that was their September events, which instead of doing a line-wide event,
yeah,
they changed the type of books, which was pretty cool. You know, getting, yeah, you know, the villain characters 1 year, and then it was the Future's End books another year, and the Zero issues.
I think that's a problem with that I have with Marvel is just the on-off events. Just they used to be spread out where it was like, this summer's the event.
Yeah, you get one a year.
All the time. Like, one after the other, you're getting a new event. You know, we exit Infinity, we're into, you know, Axis, and then we're into Secret War, and it's just like, I want to get a book and read a story dealing with that character.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at, and that's where I want to be with, mm-hmm, with DC. This reminds me, this campaign that they're doing that you're talking about reminds me of Marvel's Your Universe campaign. Which I don't know if they, mm-hmm, still do the Your Universe.
You see it every once in a while in ads.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
It sounds very much like it, though.
So. That's what I got for news.
That's it? Wow. Yeah.
A few things.
Dave had news.
Dave, what's your news, Dave?
No, I was going to mention the Archie thing that Pat let off.
No.
Sorry, stole your thunder.
That's okay. No, I need
Adam makes fun of you. Steal your thunder.
We're done.
Only one little bit of news. The previews order's due next week, so if you see anything in the book, let me know. I'll try to get started working on it.
I want the Deadpool Chimichanga van. I think I already told you.
Yeah, I think you did. It doesn't come with chimichangas.
It's not a real van.
Okay.
Either.
Okay, just making sure.
Not a big van that you can drive around.
Well, if it was a big van, I'd have to get a Deadpool suit.
He's already did the shipping for the boxes, let alone a van.
Don't talk shipping.
He can only do so much.
It's a four-letter word.
Ship. Yes, it
ship,
is.
Yeah. Ship your pants.
That's their name of their shipping company.
Well, Flash?
Flash.
You
want
to talk about Flash?
Yep.
I do want to talk about Flash.
Okay, spoilers, warning. If you haven't watched last night's episode of Flash, or now when this goes up, it'll be two nights ago episode of Flash.
The season finale.
Fast forward. But yeah, the season finale where they kill Barry. Oh, sorry, skip ahead. Okay, spoiler warning. Okay.
No, so the last... probably three episodes of Flash could have been season finales on any other show.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was kind of thinking this, you know, they're really going big. And then all the previews, they show him interacting with his mother.
Yeah.
So the first thing that popped in my mind is Flashpoint.
It was kind of funny because I watch it on Hulu and you don't get any trailers.
Okay.
So it's nice because I go in clean. I have no preconceived notion of what's going on with the episode.
We still have that, what you're saying. We still have that it could still be something.
Right. No,
depending on what happened.
But the whole idea behind him going in and saving his mother.
Seemed like it.
Yeah, it was like, okay, they're absolutely going for the Flashpoint thing. Which would have been cool too, except for, I think with it only being in the season one and... You know, the Rogues Gallery isn't completely formed yet, or
getting there.
Right, but you don't have a Mirror Master yet.
Speaking of Gold Glider, I'm looking at the actress going, where do I know you?
Right?
She's from Mad Men. It was Roger's secretary who became
is that
his wife.
She
yes.
Is? Yeah.
I'm just looking at her going, why is she so familiar?
That's what she does.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sidetracked.
That's okay.
Basically, this is the first time I think in the episode in the series that they've even mentioned Speed Force, right?
Unless he did
in that time travel episode, which I don't think he did.
No,
because he didn't want to let off too much Harrison Wells about what.
Yeah, how much he knows
how much
about
he knows
this.
About things.
Yeah,
but basically, his plan was to run through the particle accelerator, which I guess was his plan all along, and then opening it, going so fast to open up a wormhole that he could travel, that would open up to time, is what he said. Time period.
He would go one way, and then the hydrogen particle would go the other way.
Yeah, that's it. And then when they...
Now, this is something I don't understand.
I didn't understand any of this part.
Because he traveled through time... Four episodes ago. Yeah, he didn't need it.
The only thing I'm wondering is if he, in order to do what, he could travel through time.
But maybe not to a specific time.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
He wasn't able to go that far back in time. But I don't understand, well, I guess the wormhole being open is how he gets back, but.
I just didn't understand the why.
Yeah.
Why would, if he went back, and let's say he went back and killed Wells.
Yeah.
Why is Wells helping him stop him from killing his mom?
Well, he has to open that wormhole in order for Wells to go back.
But if he, like, captures Wells there, Wells doesn't get to go back.
Okay, we're going to get into paradox here in a second.
And if he changed the future, that could have changed, you know, the basic plot got... Beyond me. I realize a lot of it just roll with it, go with it, but why is he going? I don't understand. Why? I understand he wants to save his mom. Yeah. Right.
I like throughout the whole episode where he basically was asking everybody what they thought of what to do, and everybody would give him a different answer because, like, other people wanted him to do it for him. They didn't want to, you know, he should do it. But then he didn't want to do it. And then Iris, I think it was like, do it for you.
Yeah, stop worrying about everybody else and finally do something just for you, yeah.
And then his father was like, don't do it. Then Joe was like, do it, because this is what you want.
But then you had the thing like the wedding.
Yeah.
So now basically you're going to undo their wedding.
Yeah.
If you do this. You know, and I think part of that was to show him that it's affecting a lot more people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but you don't know that it's going to undo their wedding.
And
right.
Not only that, when he goes through time, he's waiting on three berries at once. One him being a kid, and then the one was going to take him. He stopped for a second and said no.
No, yeah.
And that's what really said...
But who stopped him and said no?
Barry.
Which Barry? When Barry?
Old Barry.
Future Barry.
He must have saw him. Which is a good question, because I don't know why he would have been like, don't do it. Like, how did he know he wasn't going to save him?
Well, but that's just it. He know.
At one point,
Future
did he get
Barry
cut to leave the blood?
Travel though. So, well, no, we did see that.
The other Barry.
We did see that. When Harrison Wells was talking to him, he says they both got in some really good hits on each other, and something like slamming into a wall.
Right. Yeah.
So I see where the blood came from, and that.
But I'm saying
made
we
sense.
Did. We didn't see that. The one thing I found really odd is when you went in and it looked like his dad was dead and his mom was alive.
It did, yeah.
And I'm like, oh crap, did this already change stuff? Now we're at Flashpoint.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she dies and I'm like, wait, they're both dead. Oh no, you know.
Now is he dead?
No.
No, he was just, but
knocked
I don't remember
out.
People
no, he was
laying
knocked
there.
Out.
I thought they,
Well, no, he would have had to have been laying there because otherwise.
I thought he was with young Barry.
No,
he
young
was
Barry
standing
got
beside
zipped,
him.
He was, but young
but
Barry got zipped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad had to have been there because otherwise the cops wouldn't have known to arrest him.
Yeah. Which, him being knocked out, you think, well, it depends on how long. Was he knocked out at the beginning of the show? Like when they first...
I don't think they showed that much of it. Because
I wonder if that's going to be a thing where he was knocked out, so they're just like, obviously it wasn't him, he was knocked out.
But here's the other thing, he's a doctor.
Oh, okay.
So assuming if he wasn't knocked out, he would have done something to try to save her.
To save her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that it makes sense to have knocked him out.
Yeah. The time machine.
Yeah. Rip Hunter's
time
machine.
It's Rip Hunter's time machine, which I thought that was kind of neat.
And he actually mentions it right in the, you know, Rip Hunter would be proud.
Yeah.
Probably even more awesome if we didn't even know Rip Hunter was coming.
Yeah,
know,
which it would have been nice. They could have planned that out, like, after this episode.
Yeah, that would have been more amazing.
That was neat. I think the coolest part of the show, and that's what you were going to mention too, was
out of the wormhole.
Out of the wormhole comes Jay Garrick's
helmet.
Yeah,
There's been a few moments in this show where I've geeked out.
I think that has to be the biggest.
That was
when it came out, and Joe was like, "What the hell is that?" And it's just like, "What did he say? Don't worry."
That's my signal to go.
That's my signal to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was at, like, my wife had no idea what it was, and we're sitting there, and I'm just geeking out, watching.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
It's Jake Herrick's helmet. Who? The first Flash. Who? I'll tell you later. Just
now.
It's like when they did the, before he became the Flash, and they did the lightning strike as he's on the thing of chemicals, and I remember just going, oh, my wife's like, what? I'm like, that's how he becomes a Flash. She's like, so? I'm like...
When they first showed Grodd, I did the same thing. Yeah. It's like,
I know. Sometimes I'm like, I cannot believe this is on television.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's the thing. I think this has been one of the better shows that I've seen besides Daredevil.
It's my favorite of all the ones we've talked about.
It feels more than even Daredevil, it feels more like a comic book. Like I'm watching a comic book.
If in season two, they go into Earth 2 and show Jake Eric.
Something has to happen.
And that would be, just...
He might be heading there, though.
Another level. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Why did he not want, like, why didn't he just let him go into time, into the future?
Who?
Barry. Why did he stop him?
Why would he let him go?
But he's going back, like, to his own time, right?
But he still hates Barry, so what's to say he doesn't cause more trouble for Barry?
From the future?
Well, he could go
back. Yeah, it's possible. I just wanted to...
You know, you get into the Terminator paradox, where, okay, I couldn't kill... You know, the mom, so, you know, now
I just assumed he was going back to his time. I guess he didn't have to.
Yeah, it's what he... Well, he was saying that. He was saying home.
But that doesn't mean he's not going to, you know, power up and then
go back,
yeah, and do something else.
Which is what his plan was originally.
Right.
Okay.
But this, you know, that's the thing, is this creates a lot of paradoxes. So, Eddie kills himself rather than get a vasectomy, which would have been the easier way to go. So he kills himself, and
Earbar requires shooting something off in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, so. he could have. Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, if he didn't shoot something,
he had to do something right then, I guess.
Would he want to live? You know.
Yeah,
it was a cool effect. Though.
No, it was
him dying, but like the whole like him disappearing, then he starts to turn in. Well, he first starts to turn into his other self, his real self.
Right. Okay. So
vanishes.
Based on that. He dies.
Yeah.
So Eobard's never born. Because that's why they had him just disappear.
Yeah.
So who went back in time and killed Nora?
Yeah. Good question.
And not only that, remember what he said. I'm the one that caused the accident to create you because you're the only way I can get home. So that also means he never created the Flash.
The only thing is that it happened. It's a point in time that still happened. Whether or not he never existed, he could still exist in some timeline.
Right, and Dr. Harrison Wells still exists, would probably then now exist because he couldn't have been killed by Earbar.
I have a feeling that character...
So that he may have made...
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Harrison Wells, I think, is going to show up because I think he's become a popular character for the show.
Yeah.
I don't think we've seen the end of Reverse Flash, though.
No,
and I know it seems like how could you not?
But it's also
this is Reverse Flash.
And you know they could always go the Hunter Zolomon route too, and bring in Zoom instead.
Yeah.
So there's a couple different ways they could deal with that.
So yeah, it was interesting. It really was. And then the the black hole opening up again, and then going above the city, which is what they feared. And then, well, that's one thing that I was interested about was Eddie gets sucked into the black hole.
Right.
Now he's dead, but something.
But we don't know what happens when you go into a black hole. Yeah.
There's not. You don't just. They wouldn't have showed us that. Like we would have cared that he got sucked. Usually, there's an explosion or something, they just would have shown us and moved on. They took the time to show us him getting sucked into the black hole. I think there's more to that.
Yeah. No, just the same as they took the time to show Jay Garrick's helmet fly out of the black hole.
Yeah.
There's a reason for all this happening.
Did you see when Barry was running through the Speed Force, there's different scenes they were showing. They showed Killer Frost.
Uh-huh.
They showed the Flash Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were the two Museum. I caught. I don't know if there's any more.
That's kind of neat, the Flash
Museum. Yeah.
Well, that's where Zoom came from.
Yeah, because that's what he mentions.
You know, in terms of...
You know, Cisco's powers revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's already been a few hints to that before.
The idea of him getting his powers, it was a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know why his power set would have allowed him to remember the other timeline.
According to what he's saying, he's able to vibrate mentally through time.
Okay. Yeah.
So somehow that's how he's doing things, is some sort of vibration.
Okay.
So kind of like the Flash, but he's able to see instead of actually physically.
Okay.
Yeah, which I guess there's going to be more to his powers than that.
Yeah, I figure
we would have seen some more signs of his powers.
Well, but remember, he also had the issues with the Pied Piper and Sonics before, yeah. and there was something else with him and Sonic. So, like, they've alluded to it.
Yeah.
And then when they made the Sonic scream
for...
Yeah, for Black Canary.
Black Canary, yeah.
But, like, they had him wear the glasses.
Yeah.
Went, and it looked like New 52 vibe.
Yeah.
So... That's
It's just, I think they're doing a good job where I think we talked about Arrow last week, where Arrow just, it kind of ended flat, I think. There were too many questions.
Well.
And I think this had the questions, but there were questions to be like,
we didn't talk about Arrow because we were here during Arrow.
Yeah.
It just seemed, your questions here, what you're asking, like, make you more interested to see what they're going to do with it a little bit, I think. Where, you know, Arrow, I think, had kind of a...
More like, okay, now what are they going
to
do?
Yeah. You might be able to plot out better of Arrow than I have, because I just kind of watched it. But I guess what he had a plan all along through...
Through
working with Malcolm on getting... Which didn't tie well... And I've talked to a lot of people with The Flash anyways. Now, there were problems... With when the episode was late.
Yeah, it was a continuity problem.
But it was still kind of screwed up because he was really easily able to leave. What's the place called? Yeah.
Okay, but even with that, so Barry shows up after he leaves with Ra's al Ghul to go back to Starling City.
Yeah.
Well, that had to have taken place after the end of the episode before, because Ollie specifically asks Barry to do that.
He's going to ask him
so a favor. If he had been in Nanda Parbat, which he would have had to have been, because Ra's al Ghul would have noticed him leaving for, you know, several hours to go to Central City to go fight Reverse Flash and then go back. So that part didn't make sense. Plus, he was in the League of Assassins gear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and also with this episode that we just watched, Barry would have just had to do like what he had to do like just then, because all of that took place once he captures him. That's the next episode. Like, it's just all together.
Right. Well, and he also said he had
to
go.
Then after that, he jumps into the wormhole at the end.
Right. Well, but Barry also says, you know, he can't stick around. He had to go take care of something.
Yeah.
And I think he said he had to go take care of Wells.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really put it... comic book show.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it really... If you're going to make them linked...
Yeah, if you're going to try that hard to link them, you might as well try harder to do that. I mean, if you're going to do it right. You
know? Yeah. Well, just have...
The last thing you want to do is have people raise questions like that. Because, especially in the day of social media, you really can't, like...
comic books.
It's cool. It's creative. You can't do that with television now. With comic books, I think we kind of get it.
Yeah.
Like, we can read it and be like, okay, you know, sure. But with television, it's a different story. People are already used to what they're used to.
But here's the thing. It's not just television. In this particular instance, it's television where one show came on Tuesday and showed that he was here, and then the next day, he was on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
It just didn't.
It didn't jive. It really didn't. It just didn't. Even with what they said of the continuity problem with the delay of when the episodes came out and stuff.
But I don't think it wasn't that. Sense. It wasn't the continuity problem with that. Because even if it would.
Because I watched them in order of what they said, and I was just like, it still makes sense.
The part that bothered me the most about Arrow's finale, though, was him making Malcolm the new Roz. Yeah. That made no sense.
What's the point of that?
Like, you know, I hate you. You killed my best friend.
He made a good point, you killed the woman I love, all this.
Yeah. So here, I'm going to give you an army.
Yeah.
You know, one of the most loyal armies in the world. Now, granted, he also let Nyssa go, and obviously there's going to be problems there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you this army. You're probably not going to cause any trouble, mm-hmm. even though you had a giant earthquake machine and tried to destroy Sterling City once.
Yeah.
You probably won't do it a second time.
Yeah. I didn't really like the idea. One of my favorite character groups in Batman is the League of Assassins. This is, like, the first time I really didn't like how they were interpreted. It was okay for what they were trying to do with the show, but, like, I just didn't like the idea where, you know, he's an immortal. He's not really an immortal, but there is a Lazarus Pit, but he's an immortal because he passes on his role. And it's just like, well, what's the point of doing the immortal thing if you're not going to do the
Well, but other that's thing? Not saying that he's not...
I think that's
Ross
that,
is immortal that, because he goes into the Lazarus Pit, not because yeah. he's not Vandal Savage, you know, where he's just going to live forever.
It's not like the Ross that you're used to, where he's the Lazarus Pit is what really keeps him alive. But they bring in the Lazarus Pit, they show the healing, but it's really that's not what keeps him alive. It's his name that's kept alive, not him.
Well, but even that. So and you know, again, here goes a continuity problem that isn't what it is.
Yeah.
So, we know in the Legends of Tomorrow that they're bringing back Sarah.
Yeah.
And they're going to use the Lazarus Pit to do it. They've actually already shown us that.
Yeah.
In the trailer. So, if they can do that, what's to say someone doesn't throw the other Roz back in there?
Yeah.
And then have him retake the League of Assassins?
Yeah,
you know, if she can sit in the ground for 6 months,
yeah, well,
and then you know she's healed and everything's fine.
Yeah, ooh. I actually wish they would have just left that alone, that whole Sarah thing. It's just like she's dead. You know, we have a new character taking over a role.
Well, I think the problem
doesn't make the character of Laurel make any sense, which I don't really like the character.
Well, and that's just it. I like the Sarah character a lot better
because she fit it, and then. It just, I don't know. It the training made more sense.
She had been trained for years as opposed to, you know, the only thing Laurel was training is how to take a punch to the face.
And she dies many times, and it's funny.
She's good at it.
She's good at blocking stuff with her face. And
you know, it seems to be some kind, you know, she's the assistant DA and assistant DA by day and Black Canary at night. Like, okay, really?
I like the guy. This is going back to DAs knowing about stuff, though. The DA in Flash, who just is like, oh, that's okay. We're good. That's how they fixed that whole thing. They're just like, oh, whatever. Flash is cool. I don't understand metahuman. So
well, except for the other part.
She's ready. They didn't really waste any time with that, with making a story on that.
Well, until the second part where they were trying to get everybody out of there.
Yeah, she didn't like that.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, well, you can't have a secret... You were okay with it.
You were okay
with
that. Episodes ago. But this is the law now we're talking about. Yeah. Vigilantes, we'll get away with that. Yeah, but this is a problem saving bad guys.
Sure. we'll send them on to Iron Heights. How long do you think that's going to last? Yeah, right. You know?
One thing about Arrow that kept driving me nuts watching it is they couldn't make up their mind if they wanted to call him Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul. He called himself Ra's many times.
Well, and that was just it. It's
supposed to be Ra's.
Well, but that, yeah. The people that were with him,
yeah,
it's Ra's. Yeah. The people that were against him were calling him Ra's.
We're calling him Ra's. So maybe they factored that in there. They're just like, whatever.
It's just some name I can't pronounce.
The name they say it's supposed to be is Ra's, and that's straight from Denny O'Neill. So I'm going to take that as the correct way of pronouncing it, but there's so many different ways, and I don't like to get in the conversation with people.
It's Ra's or Ra's. I mean, yeah. It's only two.
Because you'll be talking to somebody else and be like, is it Ra's or Ra's? Like,
it's whatever.
Whatever.
It's comic books.
The demon.
Yeah.
So
was that last week's episode when Barry, I like Barry's line, and he says, you guys got a hot tub.
You guys got a hot tub?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But in the end of the episode, you got
that was a
straight CW. I feel bad for Ray Palmer. Or was it you?
Me, yeah. Well, I mean, there's his girlfriend driving
and
away.
And he was fine. Yeah. He was just like, oh, well, you guys belong together or something almost. He didn't really care.
I'm going to go shrink.
But he knew, knew about that anyway. Like, when the episode where he was in the hospital, he said, I love you, and she just kind of bolted.
Yeah.
He knew at that point.
He knew that, and then the whole thing about it was he wasn't interested in anything, like, really. They showed this character as a guy who was just really into his work,
right?
And that's what his thing was, so he wasn't really interested in this anyway, so I think they just let this go.
Well, it was like, yeah, you know, if it's there, I'll take it. But
yeah, the scene where he finally kills Raish, stabs him, and then he dies, and then they shoot him, and then he falls off. That whole scene, and then I just didn't like it. Didn't like the whole scene. And then you see the Atom coming under, grabs him, flies him back out, and it turns out it's
Felicity.
And then I was just like, just seeing her in that suit, I was just like, she looks so stupid. Like, she did. She looks stupid.
Yeah. No, she did.
The whole idea of, I could pilot this suit. Like, yeah. It's almost like if you threw, like, a civilian into the Iron Man suit, and they were just flying it around. They're like, oh, yeah, just like the video game, you know?
Yeah.
It just was fine, you know?
No, and
they had a Wii remote. They were all set flying it.
There was the comment, he only survived because he was wearing League armor.
And that's just, you
it's
see it.
Samurai armor.
Yeah.
You know, bullets will go through samurai armor, I promise you.
Yeah, I don't think it was that special with armor.
And you know, the last scene, I mean, it was just total CW.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm happy.
Yeah, it just, you know, it needed the Paula Cole soundtrack in the background and, you know, have some Sarah McLachlan playing, and that's what it is. Oh, you know?
OC.
It drives off.
Yeah.
So what they're saying, and they're saying that this next season is going to have, like, a lighter mood, which I'm okay with, because this is the moodiest season of the show. Like, nobody was happy. And Detective Lance, he needs to go.
I think they see how popular The Flash is.
Oh, my God.
They might want to go with it up to,
well, but to at the same time, I don't want it to match. I want them to match. I don't either,
and that's the thing.
But not match.
I don't want it to be. I want it to have, like, a lighter comic book feel where he's after villains again, and, you know, certain. And I wish the episodes would go in, like, two episode arcs or one episode. That it's one and done, done. Not this whole long out drama of, you know.
I don't mind that. I like the idea of a big bad kind of throughout the season.
Oh, I don't mind if they
have a threat, when they did it with, like, Deathstroke.
I think it went on
really good.
Too long in this. I don't think they had, like, usually they had, like, you were watching the episode, you saw the preview, and you're like, oh, well, this is the Vertigo episode. This is the Boomerang episode. Yeah. This is the, and then this, you'll be like, throughout the entire, from the middle to the end, it's just like, oh, it's all about Raish.
Well, but I don't think that's Raish. Unless they would have introduced him very late, then I don't see how they could have done that, because he's not somebody Ollie's going to beat. First off, Ollie's not going to beat him.
No.
But, you know, Ollie's not going to beat him in one episode.
Yeah.
You know,
I want the big bad, because, like, Deathstroke, I want it at the end. I want that to be the season finale. This scene, like, all the episodes were either about the drama dealing with everything, dealing with Raish and what he was doing and making everything bad and for then ruining the arrow thing. It just went on for too long.
Yeah, there could have been two or three episodes.
Where I wanted, like, the end episode to be that. And I don't think it was a horrible, like, season finale, but I just don't think, like, I feel like that drama just went on forever. And then the whole Detective Lance, that was the one thing about the, when the show started, I didn't like Detective Lance, because I was just like, he is always mad. He's always mad.
Well,
and then he toned down, he became, like, a Commissioner Gordon-like character, which I was just like, okay, I can live with this. And then
it's the Batman show anyway. So.
And I was, and then he starts back up again, and he's just like, everything is making him mad. And then out of nowhere, they're just like, you're drinking again. And it's just like, that's not the reason. Like, really? That's the reason he's been mad, is because of this and drinking? It just, I didn't like what they did with that. This has been, I think, the worst season of the show. I think it hasn't been horrible.
No,
but it's been the worst.
I think the problem, though, is I think the second season was so good.
Yeah, second season was
you're
good.
Comparing, and it's kind of an unfair thing. Now, the one thing I don't like is, you know, we didn't find out who the big bad was for this season until the last scene of last season, where and you didn't even see him.
Yeah.
You saw the rings, you saw the robe, you knew who it was.
Yeah.
If you're a comic book fan, you know who it was. If you're not a comic book fan,
they kind of hinted it throughout. That they kept on mentioning his name throughout.
Right, but that was, you know, that's when you realize, okay, that's who the big bad is. Yeah. But here, probably 5 episodes from the end, they started mentioning the Hive over and over again.
Yeah, they mentioned that's
and the that, and so you know, Damian Dark and the Hive is going to be the big bad next season.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the good point for that is it means Diggle's going to get more of a story because they're the ones that killed his brother.
Yeah.
Kind of the bad part about that is it's going to be a Diggle focused season and not an Arrow focused season.
I think, but people like Diggle. I think a little bit of a focus on Diggle wouldn't hurt because I don't think they put much of a focus on his character besides a few episodes in this season.
The Suicide Squad episodes they did.
Yeah, how many Suicide episodes were there?
There was two.
There were two.
There was
that the first one?
No, the first one was last season.
Okay, that's what.
And then there was one this season.
Yeah.
Now the rumor I heard is they're not going to have any more because of the movie.
Yeah, and they kind of ended that off. Well, they didn't really have any characters besides Deadshot that...
Well, Bronze Tiger's still out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, they...
They still got Boomerang.
That was the main one that they really had. They didn't throw too many into this episode, this last Suicide Squad episode.
No, it was Cupid.
And him.
Yeah.
And that was it. So, I don't know what they were really... doing there besides what you just said with the and they killed off Deadshot because they have a Deadshot is what I've heard.
Well,
and they don't want a Deadshot in the show.
Yeah, huh?
Deadshot on Earth.
On Earth. Yeah. Welcome to Earth.
I like that character though. I did, and I feel like they're missing something on that because geez, he's not really an Arrow villain, but he's
He's the closest you're going to get
he's
on that show.
He's closest that fits an Arrow type, yeah, so...
Well, Vertigo.
Yeah, you got him, but it seems like but they can't make up their minds on Vertigo, because they lost the one, and then
And I really liked the first one that they had.
Yeah.
He was another actor who was on Fringe that I really liked.
Yeah.
And then they killed him off, and then I guess they realized, oh, wait, the Arrow's Rogues Gallery is not that big, we need to bring him back.
Yeah. I'm just a little curious on who they're going to use for villains next season. Because,
Hive.
I mean, besides the big villain. I mean, they have to have, like, filler villains for different episodes. Kind of like Vertigo and stuff like that.
Well, we know that there's going to be an Arrow-Flash crossover.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, definitely. And then we're going to probably have crossovers altogether with this other show.
No, because the other show doesn't start. It's a mid-season.
Oh, okay.
Which I kind of like that, too. It gives something to look forward to. And
yeah.
You know, kind of like the Agent Carter thing, where you're in the middle and...
Was everybody else where we are, though, where it's kind of a sideways thumb?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With
Arrow.
Yeah.
Everybody liked Flash, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I love Flash, yeah.
I thought it was good. So, tune in next year.
Yep. Ooh.
We'll talk about it more, I'm sure.
Ooh.
Unless we're canceled. Because we ran
could
out
happen.
Of we ran out of villains.
Unless one of us goes
we might
to
be
the
able
past,
to, we can cancel.
Stops
Adam.
The podcast. Yeah,
we're not canceling Adam. That's an awful idea.
If I go to the past, I'm doing something a hell of a lot cooler than canceling the podcast.
I'm taking back. I'm taking myself.
Going
a copy
to roller skating
grades
because they don't exist anymore.
That's true. I haven't been a roller skater.
I'm going to
like
Hill's concession stand. Getting myself some popcorn.
Not a pretzel.
You're not.
So your whole motivation to time travel is to go to Hills and get popcorn.
Yeah.
There's a place called Giant Eagle across the street. You can get all kinds of popcorn there.
Too much. I can get it for cheaper in the past. So.
Recent books. Dave.
Yeah,
what
start
did you
with
read?
Dave.
Well, I'll start with the big book. From last week, Secret Wars.
Oh,
number 2.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
I don't know where to start with it, honestly.
I don't know what the deal is. And we talked yesterday about this a little bit. So it wasn't a bad book. I don't take it that way.
I liked
it. But it confused the hell out of me.
I liked it, and I it's Colin's fault that I liked it. Because he had me read the New Avengers book. Did you read the New Avengers book?
I stopped reading New Avengers at the end of Infinity.
Okay. Colin had me read the new Avengers book.
And that 33, whole, the last issue.
The last issue definitely explains, like, Doom, what he's doing.
Well, I don't know if it explains it. That issue was very much Hickman being Morrison. It was very,
yeah, I think that was very still very... Okay. But it gave you a better idea than, I think, not going into it.
Okay, but this here's the thing. I don't know who Doom is, because I don't think it's...
I don't think it's Doom. I think it's Reed.
That's who I think it is, yeah.
I think... And why I think it... I mean, that might be what they want you to do. I don't think it's
going back to the Council of Reeds?
Could. Yeah, because Hickman comes back to stuff. So.
Well, but...
And that was his creation, right?
That whole thing made no sense. So you have Doomstop set up. Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Doom is in charge. He's a god. He's a leader. Okay, I'm still okay with that.
Yeah.
So the Marvel Universe is no more, but the Doom create
basically this battle. Yeah. To what it seems like, no universes are no. There's only
no.
Like
it's
one
just Doom.
Thing.
Yeah. There's. Battle World, and Doom is in charge of it.
That's
with,
it.
With
correct.
And that's it. But, so, like, not even, there's not even an Asgard. Like, it's Doomsgard.
Doomstock.
What is it?
Doomstock.
Yeah. So, is that the one where all the Thors are from?
And I could be wrong.
I thought Doomstock was the one he owns around.
Right. The way I took it was Doomstock is kind of King's Landing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Then, so, Stephen Strange is the Hand of the King, for lack of a better term.
You called him the sheriff. Wasn't you to call him the sheriff of Nottingham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was like a sheriff of Agamotto or something. That's what they called him.
That's what he is.
And then he had Valeria as his left hand doing, she was like the science advisor or whatever.
She's the science advisor. He's the...
She's Varys.
She's Varys.
Magic advisor? Or
Littlefinger is probably closer.
Doctor Strange was like the advisor of magic, right? There's two people. One was science, one was magic or something.
Yeah, that could have been
it. Was
that
Alex Powers?
No, that was probably...
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the way I took it was, Strange was the sheriff, but the Thors were essentially the Knights of the Realm.
Yeah.
They were the ones who were actually charged with doing the sheriff's bidding.
Yeah.
So that's, like, that part was very confusing, because, okay, I get the fact that all these places are coming together.
Yeah.
But this isn't an Elseworld story. This is the Doctor Strange we know. The Doctor
reads very much like an Elseworld story.
Right, it does.
And my also thought on it was it felt very much like House of M. Because at the end of issue one of House of M, there's the big bright light, no more mutants, and it ends with a big flash of light.
Right.
The next issue starts with a new society already established and everything, and that's pretty much exactly what happened here, where you're entering something where this society is already there.
And then you have
somebody who thinks it's something's odd. At the end of number two, you have the group exiting the raft, knowing things are different. So I'm reading it going, man, this seems just like House of M, not in story, but in framework.
I think with House of M, Bendis, after that flash of white light, he was able to create something fairly not as complicated. And I think all these little islands and land masses going together, it gets confusing. What's this? Who's that?
I have to wonder, was that Hickman's big plan, or did Marvel want to do that so they could have 40 different tie-in books?
Well, it could be. But, like, I don't get... So, why is 616 Strange? Now, we don't know which Doom this is.
Yeah.
But Doom is Doom. I mean, why would Strange be his sheriff? Like, how did that work?
Well, Doom had some stuff to do with Strange had some stuff to do with Doom in the new Avengers.
He went
at the last moment of the meeting with the Beyonders or whatever, right at that.
Okay.
So Strange was there.
But why would he work with Doom in this type of setup?
I think that's just how this whole...
Yeah.
Unless he's going all Lando and he's just waiting for the right moment to strike.
I don't know if Strange is aware of his actions, like the Strange we know, or if somehow in all of what Doom does...
But
it's set up in that way that this is the new Strange.
But
this is
how he acts. It didn't seem that way. It didn't seem like their memories of Nothing told me that their memories were wiped and that this is all they remember.
The only thing that really makes sense in is Colin was just saying about the new Avengers issue being very, you know, it was him being more Morrison-y, and he didn't really do that great of a job being Morrison-y. And
needs more acid.
Well, he doesn't. It doesn't. Basically, this is the idea I got from it: was Doom was going around killing, going around dimensions, killing Molecule Men, right? Mm-hmm. Because Molecule Men are a constant throughout the entire universe.
Multiverse,
yeah. So he had to use a knife and stab them, and that's what creates everything. That I didn't understand. Like, why does Molecule Man? I'd understand more if he was going around killing a bunch of people, changing time, but that didn't really change time.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, like, why is there no Asgard? Why does Thor, the only thing that exists of Asgard.
Yeah, why?
But the idea of Asgard doesn't even exist. It's more, this is Asgard, this is how it works.
Yeah.
It just, that didn't make any sense. So, it's almost like, the only thing that the new Avengers issue explains is how Doom does something, and this is why Doom's here. Which, no, they don't explain that at all. Why is Doom in charge of this? Doom wasn't even brought up at the beginning issue. Why would he? Which I said...
Well, I can
this
take that as
been,
a prologue, as the setup, and you don't see. I'm okay with that.
But the only
that.
Thing is, to explain the gist of the story in an issue that only a few people are picking up anyways,
yeah,
and not doing that with your free comic book day issue that you gave to everybody, makes no sense.
Well, and that's... It
doesn't
this,
excite anybody.
If it's a line-wide event, which it clearly is... It should make more sense in terms of you do need to explain it to people who may just be reading Hulk or may just be reading a Punisher book or a Moon Knight book. They don't get
They should have gave clueless. Us the prelude if they wanted to get different audience people, because they're not just wanting to get Avengers fans that are already reading the book.
The other,
they want to get other people.
Like the whole point of A-Force was to bring in more it's targeted at women and stuff. But if they're not reading Secret Wars, which at this point is a $10 investment.
Yeah.
And I think they're still not they're not going to understand what's going on there just to understand A-Force.
Yeah.
So.
I think that part's a mistake. But again, it wasn't a bad book. I like
the
book.
No, it wasn't. And I love the art. Like, the art is one of my favorite art. Like, it's been my favorite of any event that they've done so far for a long time. It was a good read. It's sporadically coming out, which is just like you already got him used to 2 weeks coming out, and then all of a sudden you're taking it away. So it's just like
the next one's not coming out till June.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
You would think that they would release them then every other week to kind of keep a schedule.
Yeah. I'm not like I don't think we're all being like
that's
and
a problem
I know,
doing three.
I know we're
going to
be brought up
row,
as being
so
negative.
Yeah, that's always, yeah.
I know we're going to be brought up as being negative towards Marvel, but I don't think
you
I am.
You always are.
I mean,
they always talk about you being a hater.
What I like the event, like
okay,
the idea. Of the
talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Give it some positive. No, you don't have anything nice to say about that.
I haven't watched.
It's over for a season.
I can't give any.
No, I can't say
Mr. Negative. Okay, whatever.
He's not Mr. Negative.
Yeah, that's your that's your name.
We can see him
sloughing that off.
Yeah, what he said.
Now
it's worth picking up.
But here's the other thing. I don't think it did a good enough job explaining the setup for all these tie-ins now that are starting to come out.
These tie-ins are so absurd.
Well, no, and that's the thing. Okay, so now you want me to buy 50 tie-ins or 42 tie-ins or however many they are. You've done zero setup, and most of the... I don't... Like, I've read Planet Hulk. I don't want to read a different Planet Hulk.
But it's different.
How?
Steve Rogers in Double Dinosaur.
Tell me how.
I think they should have gave us some previews into them.
Well,
I think like
they did.
Like DC is doing.
I
the
gave
conversion.
You a free preview thing.
Oh yeah, that.
Thing. Oh, I didn't realize there was an Attack on Titan. But there is
not.
No,
that.
He did.
There
he had a Secret
one.
Wars preview thing.
No, there was. But
were
I mean,
they all the tie-ins?
It should have.
It came out. We got it right before Free Comic Day. I was a little busy.
There should have been three or four more pages at the end of Secret Wars number 2, kind of explaining.
Were you stamping barcodes?
Where these different. Don't start. Explaining what was going on and how these tie-ins actually tie in to get me interested in it. Otherwise, I'm going to pick up the Deadpool one because I'm a Deadpool guy. But other than that, I don't care. You haven't sold me on it.
How do we know you're not Deadpool?
Okay. Well, there's one coming out next week you need to get. You'll find out later.
Okay.
Foreshadowing.
Dun, dun, dun. So now we stole your thunder completely.
I'm sorry. What else you got? Okay.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's without reading Avengers or anything, it's difficult, hard to understand. I wish there, just as far as the structure, I wish there was like a point of view character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was like,
yeah,
what's going on here? I thought it might be Valeria.
Yeah. No, she's wasn't straight up in it. But, yeah. She knows what's going on.
Yeah, but there's like no outsider. Like, I guess we got that a little at the end when Thanos shows up.
Yeah,
and I don't know where they came
but
from.
But he seems to know what's going on.
They do because they went to like the Ultimate Universe. That was the Cabal.
Yeah,
part of the 8 months later in. Marvel, I think it was in New Avengers.
See, that makes it even worse, though. I'm not reading the Avengers. Right. I'm not reading the New Avengers. Now, I mean, I've never read the Ultimate stuff, not because I have something against it, but just I never got into it. So now there's a whole third set of books I got to read in order to understand what the hell's going on in your event.
Yeah, and they make sometimes they just make it too complicated to for you know people to understand. You're going to focus on something that a lot of people. It depends on the person. Reading it,
yeah,
you know, so
that's yeah, not why everybody can afford to read every Marvel book.
That's
every
why
week.
I picked up the Ultimate End book because it seemed like that was going to be something to this because that's one of the Earths crashing. But I don't really know. I mean, it might not have anything. It could be very up in the air. It shouldn't be that up in the air. I do know that like that little island on the map that's Manhattan,
yeah,
is like it.
It's
that
616 and 1610 together.
And then what's
with Adelan sitting on it, and then the Morlocks underneath.
And it's sitting Adelan sitting on the Manhattan 616 side, and then what's underneath the Morlocks?
Yeah.
So that was I found that interesting that that's the only part of the Earth, Manhattan, and it's always New York.
Yep. Forget the rest of the world.
Screw
it's
the
gone.
West Coast Avengers.
What about the
see you guys.
Nope.
The great
Daredevil.
Avengers.
Yeah, Daredevil's gone.
Daredevil's floating.
Well, you know what, though? But you brought that up yesterday. I didn't see a Daredevil book, and that's why. He was in San Francisco. He ain't there anymore.
It's gone. San Francisco's just floating around. It was a pizza topping. That was a lot.
Well, you know what? That would also mean that the Pacific side, well, the Eastern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Would have had to have been what's colliding because anything in the Western Hemisphere, if they collided, Manhattan would not have survived.
But it's worth picking up, I think. I think it's
yeah, it looks
it's
like
fun.
A big event. It's certainly been interesting.
I'm really just not interested in the tie-ins, though. I think that's one of my things.
I think you need to be.
There's certain ones
make
that
yourself
look kind of interesting, but certain ones I'm just like they don't really look like even the covers don't really look like the thing they're coming from, like Old Man Logan, doesn't really totally look like Old Man Logan, and Planet Hulk has Cap on it. And I don't know. Yeah, the Cap one doesn't look too bad. The Planet Hulk one looks.
It's just to me, it's a matter of I don't understand how this relates to the main.
I don't know
story.
How this is going to create another universe.
Well, no, that's just it. I don't understand how it relates to the story I'm reading. I don't understand how it relates to what I have been reading, and I definitely don't know how it's going to affect what's coming afterwards, so why am I investing?
Maybe they almost lost their rights to the name Secret Wars, so they had to bring one out.
Could be.
But, oh well. What else did you read there?
Chrononauts?
Yeah. That was good.
Number 3. Man, that was a great book.
I really liked that book, yeah.
This was, a lot of this issue was a car chase through time. And I thought it was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, they were just driving over. It's like, did you see the jet flying around in the prehistoric? Because that's when they were back there.
Yeah.
It's the first time I ever saw, like, this concept in a comic, I think.
It made me
turn the pages, like, really fast. Then you got to go back because the artwork's so great. And you got to look at the art again.
Yeah.
I loved when they had the guy that was chasing them who jumped on their car and then they jump to the Kennedy assassination and the guy was shot by Oswald.
Yeah, instead. Yeah. Oswald was like
he said darn or something. Like, yeah, there was something in there.
Yeah, he was upset.
The Grand Canyon stuff. Yeah. Crap, okay. I knew he said something.
Yeah,
just that scene of the car over the Grand Canyon and all this stuff. Oh, just so many great.
They went all Thelma and Louise on
the guy chasing him looks like Richard Nixon. They made it, like, even on the cover if you look at him.
Yeah.
Now, did he not make it in the issue? Like, I thought, like, something hit his truck car or something or before he was able to jump. That's how they got away with him. I don't think he's done. that guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, he got stepped on by a T-Rex.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, that usually
right
does
there, he's ready to shoot, and then...
And then went all Jurassic Park on it.
Yeah. Well, that usually does it, I guess.
Yeah.
Hold on to your butts.
This was good.
It's good. It's a really fun book. Next week's... They're not next week. The next month is the last one. But it'll be good in trade, I think, or hardcover or whatever. It'll be a fun
I think it's just fine the
way
it
is. You just want something kind of different to pick up? Oh, I think it's fine as an issue. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I'm just saying, if you're wanting to pick it up.
Yeah.
Once it comes out in that, that'll be a good way to...
I love all the variant covers. It was Back to the Future.
All the movie
and then,
covers.
Yeah.
The Danger Zone covers.
Yeah, it was Top Gun, and last week was Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon, yeah.
I think the last one is Butch Cassidy.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, that's good.
It's good, though. It's a really good
book. Yeah. And what I really like is it's only four issues, so it's just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
It's going to be over. It's not long and drawn out and stuff.
It doesn't seem like that messing with time is really messing with anything in the future, which is what I think is scaring them, but I don't know what they're getting at with that. Because they don't really seem to care because they send a whole group of people back to kill random mob bosses. And
they
I always
adhere to the...
I wasn't a random mob boss. Lucky Luciano was...
Oh, yeah. But it's just like... They just shoot him and it's fine.
I always adhere to the Doc Brown theory of time travel where if something different happens, a new timeline is created.
Yeah.
You can just go back
to your mom
that.
Wants to sleep with you.
Which I thought is... Which we were talking about, Flash.
Yeah. So it's like wondering... Not to go back to Flash, but I was wondering, is there just one timeline in Flash?
Well, I think that's why Wells is still dead.
Or there's multiple timelines.
I think that's why
his
mom's still dead.
Yeah. Rebels, number two.
Yeah, I read that. I'm really liking Rebels.
Yeah, not a Star Wars comic. This is a...
no.
Rebels. Not those Rebels.
Definitely
we'll get
different
to that
Rebels.
In a second. Yeah, this is Revolutionary War comic. I just wish they'd get into Seth's character a little bit more and give him some motivation, because I think that's kind of that'd be my only criticism of it.
Well, but I mean, they gave him motivation for why he's doing what they're doing, because the garrison at Albany kept taking their land. It was basically so that's why they're doing it. And then, you know, in order for him to keep his homestead, he has to fight with Ethan Allen. That's why he's staying with that group.
No furniture for you.
That's right, exactly.
He didn't want that sofa.
But I think the art's really great. Whoever's...
I forgot the name doing the
art. But there's, you know, war figures and deer and forests, and just does a good job at drawing everything.
Yeah, those kind of books need a particular artist. If they take place at different times like that.
You gotta know how to draw a tri-corner hat or easily.
You're just done. Can't be a ball cap.
That's right.
This won't make any sense.
And I like the way it ended, too, with the, when they opened fire on them. That was...
Yeah.
So it's holding you issue to issue to want to go to the next one. Like, okay, now, you know. I think better than some other books have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's been really good. I'll stick with it there. We'll go to Star Wars, right? Darth Vader.
Yeah, I read
number
Darth
five.
Vader.
I don't know if the bar is too so high, but I think this is the best of the Star Wars books.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the best.
Well, that's because Lando hasn't come out yet.
Yeah,
that's gonna be
we'll
in Jar Jar. That's after
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, we'll wait till Lando and Jar Jar.
It's gonna be called Binks.
A Lando and Jar Jar team.
We knew where Brian. Now we know where Brian Michael Bendis is going. He's gonna the Jar Jar Binks book.
That's Misa true. Think this is suck.
It's a bad career move, Bendis.
But this is really good, cool concept with Vader and his Dr. Aphra and the two crazy droids.
It's the only book that is getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing. Like, not only that, we know of some sort of what he's fighting against now. Like, that he, or not necessarily fighting against, but we have, like...
There's a purpose.
He got to something. Like, he's trying to figure out what the Emperor... He had another plan. He's trying to figure out what it was.
And this concept is cool. These of these apprentices.
But they're like,
but who have nothing to do with the Force.
It's more like almost like the clones.
They're creating apprentices, recreating. They have these powers without using the Force somehow. And yeah, I think, and that 2-page spread at the end was pretty cool. I thought with those different characters.
Oh and, yeah, and that and the different color. The yellow lightsaber. They did a yellow lightsaber.
Yeah.
And then the main guy who was killed in the last issue comes out of
he went
this
all Ultron
and now it's him but it's not him it's another version
yeah it was whatever no, number part five, four now he's number five Silo, yeah so Silo, yeah, he's Ultron
and I thought that was different. I thought that's cool,
and that was a cool scene with kind of harkening back to A New Hope.
Yeah,
the first scene in New Hope.
With the blast doors getting blown,
and then Triple Zero's there. I'm a distraction.
Yeah, I'm a distraction.
That was,
he tells him straight out.
So that was great.
Those are good characters. I like that. Mm-hmm. It just adds a little bit of comedy in it, but it's a dark tone of comedy.
Yeah,
for a dark character.
Yeah. It's
a amazing
lot of fun.
It's a darker book, but it certainly fits into Star Wars.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Yeah. It fits the best out of all of them. Where this Jason Aaron book is just not. It's not working. Like, was that? Did that?
Well, you saw the.
Today,
yeah,
right?
yeah, you yeah. saw the issue. Yeah. Even Han Solo on the cover was like, "Why
He's
am
like,
I here?
Why am I book? Have it written by somebody else? What's the write this?" It isn't a fanboy.
They should have a Groot and Chewie team-up book.
Groot and Chewie. Exactly.
I think that'd be a pretty good book. Yeah, it is. Like,
he's very like,
why am I here?
It's disgusting. And even Luke looks like he's like caught in a headlight. It's like a deer in a headlight.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. I just, this has, it's been the best. I think it fits.
Yeah,
works well with the show. It's not.
It's different enough, but
like
it,
Star
but it
Wars,
still fits.
The Star Wars book is very. You know, I haven't read this issue, but it's very much. Hey, I'm Star Wars. I'm writing a Star Wars book.
Yeah,
you know, it's really in your face
that
it's just like, okay, I get you.
As opposed to Darth Vader, which is
write a good story.
I'm a Star Wars book, and I'm going to take you somewhere.
Quit telling us that you've seen Star Wars because we've seen it through your writing.
Exactly,
that's what he's doing, and it's just. I think they could have had a better
this
idea.
This one didn't
of
hit you over the head with the blast door. I was talking about.
Yeah, and I will say that this, like the Star Wars, having those characters and putting them into like in between movies, it's going to be difficult to write a story with them, anyways.
I think.
And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing too.
Well,
where Darth Vader, you didn't really follow Darth Vader around in the movie; you followed them.
I know.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
wherever he was going throughout, we never see that.
I know.
So.
I'd rather see after Return of the Jedi too, but we're not going to see that till December.
I have a feeling these will probably transition into these new movies.
Well.
Darth Vader, they'll just add new
but that's just
titles,
it. You know, you had 3 years between when the first Death Star got blown up. Remember, you know, Darth Vader flies off into space, and then the attack on Hoth. So there's a long time there that you can kind of do something.
That would have been
especially if they're ignoring like Heir to the Empire, and all those.
Yeah. Did you see some of the apprentices?
Yeah,
like one of them was the lizard guy, bounty hunter.
Okay.
Mon Calamari.
Yeah. It's a trap!
It's a trap. They all say that. That's their line.
Yeah. I've been over the line.
I always liked that in the Clone Wars.
All fish say that.
Yeah, it's a trap.
It's a trap. When they're caught on a hook, and they're just used to it.
I hear it out of the fish tank at home all the time.
Why are you fishing in the fish tank? That's
cheating.
No,
it's just there. Yeah. It's just the fish tank's there.
They're just like, this is a trap. He's like, no, it was a trap before. You're safe now.
If you eat worms, it's a trap.
Yeah. The other book that I think, and it was a surprise, was the Rebels book. The book about the last Padawan.
That's been good.
I haven't read that too.
Yeah, I was surprised because I didn't really watch the show, but it works. Like, it ties in a lot better to... the end of Revenge of the Sith, but
yeah, I don't think I talked about the last issue that I read because it just starts off with Order 66 being declared,
yeah.
And he loses his master,
and it's basically
kinda has to go on the run.
The second issue dealt with him. He was basically on. It's more about him on the run, hiding from them, and then finally. He kind of teams up with this is he a bounty hunter or is he like a he's like
I thought he was like a smuggler or something.
A smuggler. That's right. He was a smuggler. And he only worked on the Outer Rim and he was trying to teach him how to survive, how not to be noticed. Yeah. And in the end he gets scared and the stormtroopers show up. Well, they send out the beacon saying to come back to the Jedi Temple, which we knew from the movies was a trap.
Obi-Wan shows up,
and then they turn that around, but he's already stuck, and that's where that ends. That was good. Yeah, I agree and I think too. Why I'm liking these type of books is what I said about Darth Vader. We didn't really know what he was doing in that time period.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because it's new to us, where Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and that's not new to us. We watched the movie.
Yeah.
So I think those two are probably the best. The Leia story is okay.
It's been just okay.
Nothing horribly special.
Yeah.
But there, some of them are still worth picking up, Colin. So.
I'm behind on all the Star Wars stuff.
That's okay.
It's not crucial, it's like trying to, talk about the Secret War stuff.
No wonder why Marvel doesn't like you.
Yeah, well, the Image number ones. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of books.
We're trying to give them to the listeners something.
I know.
That we're like, we do like some Marvel, but.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't. But
that's all I had.
Yeah. That's it?
I'll have more next week.
We were depending on you, Dave.
Yeah, with Josh not here, somebody has to pick up the slack. Oh, man. Sorry.
What was that?
It was a Diet Coke.
We sprung a leak.
Yeah. Okay. Walking Dead.
How do you really feel, Adam?
I think I've already mentioned that.
I don't think is.
It's not a response.
No.
Oh.
Not acceptable. Like nodding in front of Daredevil. He really doesn't know.
It was okay.
Wait a minute. You're saying that this scene.
He looks so bland. He's just like.
What?
And it's on the cover.
No. Yeah. But look at that.
That was a bit much.
Yeah.
They hung a guy.
They did. Okay. There were certain parts where they were going to hang him. We've only seen these.
But it's just funny. On this page, they're arguing, we can't do this. We can't kill him. No. We can't kill Negan.
We haven't seen the saviors.
Rick and.
I know.
Right.
I know.
But that's.
I know.
It's the
dichotomy.
It's foreshadowing.
Yes.
That once we've separated leadership up.
Kill to survive.
They all have different ideas of how they want to live.
That's when all this starts to fall apart. Turn the page. That's what he's saying. I can clearly hear that.
Yeah, Gregory
he's
is...
He's saying,
That also seems like... why would they hang him and not shoot him in the head?
More public saying, don't mess with us, don't mess with me.
Yeah, but then don't they have the problem with him going, all brains on him?
Yeah, true story.
Oh, you pop him in the head afterwards.
Well, why waste time?
Yeah.
Just end him right then.
It's more
we
dramatical.
We didn't like the guy. I didn't like the guy. I thought he needed to be killed. I don't agree with the
dramatical effects.
Yep.
It's going to be more tension between the characters that you know.
Yeah.
That's what's... And I hope... I just don't want another war.
Well, but here's where I think you're going to have the problem. So, now at this point, Maggie killed Gregory. Yeah. And that's obviously against what Rick wants. Carl left... the hilltop to go off and be
Jar Jar doing with what's her name? Yeah,
Jar Jar doing in the eye.
Yeah. Lick my eye.
Yeah,
lick my eye. Sorry. Christ. Swear to me.
I'm sorry. Batman. He's Carl.
He's Carl. He's what Jiggy Jar Jar do? Dirty, dirty, dirt. It's gonna be dirty, dirty, dirt. I'll tell you that much. Look at somebody's eye sockets.
It's got to be 9:30.
Dirty, dirt.
I'm exhausted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, he's starting to go.
No, I was starting to go before we started. I was up till 2:30 watching a dumb hockey game. I'm exhausted.
Hockey season.
It's not a dumb hockey game. They won.
No, it was a great hockey game.
Two games for the price of one.
True. I just want to go to bed.
I'll go lay on one of the tables. The back issue. So comfortable. I'm sure.
I could land some drawer boxes. Drawer boxes are here, by the way.
Yeah.
Drawer boxes.
If you're interested in drawer boxes, just finally got a large shipment that I've been waiting for since the first week of April.
They've traveled around the world?
Yeah, apparently. They went by a slow boat from China.
They came by a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they had trouble getting up the Ohio to get here. So.
The steamship.
Well, I want to talk about one that Pat and I both read.
Pat, you guys both read a book?
Yes. Well, different copies.
Not together. Yeah.
Together? Oh.
But I actually just favorited one of their
tweets.
We get
popcorn reading.
But this is part of the fun of...
That's funny. I forgot about
that. Doing this and having a store and being able to order these real little books that, you know, you don't order a ton of, but, you know, you'll give a chance and you find these little neat books when I have time to read them.
Gems.
Right. The first one was San Hannibal by the same company, Pop Goes the Icon. And that one caught me by just the coloring of the first issue, just opening up as I checked it in. I don't remember if I intentionally opened it or just opened it, and the inside was so catching that I stuck it in the bag to take home and read, and I like really liked it. So they said this new book, Old Wounds, was coming out. Different creators, but same company. So the first one came out. I talked Pat into reading San Hannibal. And so we both tried it. And it's one of those really weird books. The great story. Retired superhero. Ex-wife gets murdered. Well, gosh, you know, what's going on? The police don't know that he's the superhero. He meets with his former sidekick, and there was a big explosion that basically took them both out. He then had a limp. His sidekick got his face burned. I don't know. I think he's missing an arm, too.
He was missing an arm, though, from before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have that, and all of a sudden he gets blown up, but he survives. Then they're at the funeral for his wife, and the chief of police who knew what was going on, he goes to get in his car, and it blows up. So he's at home. And so, I mean, that's the basic structure of this book. It's really neat. You know, somebody's hunting down these old superheroes who were still, you know, never revealed. Just a really neat plot. I think the writing has been good. Everything's been really good about it, except the art.
Yeah.
And it's not horrible art. It's very loose, unfinished art.
Yeah,
that up there. Yeah. Well, that's okay. But sometimes you can't really tell the characters.
Yeah. I'm big on...
Yeah, there's just some scenes, but then there's some completely unfinished panels. Just really odd. And I like the book almost in spite of the
art.
They
kind of have the time to do it because they didn't do any coloring. They didn't do a lot of that. So it's not like they could have spent more time on
it. Yeah.
Well, I think without doing the coloring, it makes it even more important to...
Like her arms here, Yeah, I just don't care for the art. I wish it was a little more polished. Maybe this guy needs an inker type of situation where it looks like he's inking himself because he's just the artist.
Yeah.
You know, just not bad. Great story.
No, what I liked about that, it told a lot of story in that issue, but it realistically was like a 10-minute time frame.
Well, maybe a little long because there was the funeral and stuff, but yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it was a very short time frame, but a lot happened, and they packed it in there. So it was good storytelling, but, like, the art's kind of bad.
Okay, now I want to jump to another one real quick. Just, I don't think anybody else read this, but it's another small company called Black Mask. Got to start with Steve Niles doing something and Alan Moore. And some of the first issues, I didn't really read them. But they did a book, We Can Never Go Home, that I read. They sent me a copy of the first one. So I threw it in my bag, and one day at home, okay, I had, you know, free couple minutes. Pulled it out and read it and thought it was fantastic. So now I'm a little biased towards them. I'm going to check out what they have. And this one came out, I want to say, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe even longer, because I think number 2 comes out next week.
Was these the ones that you got the solicits from, a lot of those old word bubble stickers and stuff?
Yeah, I got that one, where it says Read More Comics. Yeah. That was from, actually, the writer of We Can Never Go Home.
Sent that to you.
Just because I tweeted to him, just saying how much I enjoyed it, and thanks for sending me the copy, and I doubled my order just from reading that. And so he thanked me, he sent me signed posters and stuff.
Some of these, like, more independent... writers and stuff, they're not very, like, welcoming of, like, picking up, and then certain ones are, like,
some,
you pick them up, and
the problem is just this book on the shelf doesn't really jump out at you. I mean, it's a bright, colorful cover, but there's nothing really going on here to, really bizarre, neat story. It's about this guy was, like, an Academy Award winning director, and he got paid a lot of money to do a second movie, and he kind of went off to France and lived and blew all the money and smoking and drinking. And so he's back, and all of a sudden all this stuff, weird, bizarre stuff is going on. Yeah, it's... Oh, boobies. sorry.
So obviously this one's not kid-friendly.
Yeah, all of a sudden, yeah, but like he's in the bathroom kind of talking to the guy next door in the stall, and all of a sudden these guys just come in and just...
Open fire?
Open fire, blow him away. You got this other guy these people are going to interview, some guy, I don't even remember what he is, but all of a sudden, yeah, he's just going and he pulls out a gun and shoots the cameraman right through the camera. And you're just like, wait, what? And you're reading it, you know, and here's his agent comes in and they're talking about, you know, where's the movie? And it's like, okay. And you're going along and then, yeah, here's this other guy that shot the guy before and he's like got these people growing in his basement or something.
Oh, that looks like the guy from Star Wars, from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, but then, so then he meets this girl. It just, I mean, really, really good. And then these guys are about to kill her, and he stops them, so they kind of, I love this page of the fight. Just lots of little panels. What are there, how many, 15 panels per page? Just boom, 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 boom. Huh. And then at the end, yeah, so we totally murdered, I think we just murdered two dudes. Yeah, we totally just murdered two dudes. The end. And it's like, what the hell did I just read? Yeah. But... Okay, the next one's coming out.
Figure out what the hell you just
what the hell is going on? It was really, really interesting, and I'm really kind of committed now to this company. Just what do you got? That's two books I've really liked you've put out.
Yeah.
Okay. What's next? So that's something that's really fun. So this was Mayday number one. Like I said, I think Mayday number two is coming next week. But that's the fun part of this job. You know, yes, I slog through DC and Marvel, you know.
Slog?
Well, I mean, some of them, I mean, like you guys have said, trying to read all these Convergence books is getting tiresome. And, you know, I can't read every book Marvel comes out with. I can't read every book Image comes out with. I try to read all the number ones, but I can't.
It's kind of
But it's kind of it's refreshing to read something like this that doesn't have any rules.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that could have been an Image book or an IDW or something, but, you know, so it's this real small publisher, and it's like, you know, I'll give them a chance. They're stepping up. The art isn't amateurish. That was my problem when I first opened and getting all these little companies.
And if you don't, if you don't do that, we're only stuck with the superhero stuff as well, because, like, I think a lot of people are just get what they're used to, and if you'd stop doing that, you'd be surprised on what you can pick up and be interested in.
Oh, yeah.
And, like... I tried to do that when you did that on Free Comic Book Day with a lot of Image stuff. And because I'm just like, I got Convergence, I got this. I'm just like, there's nothing interesting to read. There's no variety in what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Everything's superhero. And picking up like Peter Panzerfaust and Wicked and Divine and Pretty Deadly. And, you know, reading this, I'm just like, all of this is very different. So, like, you got to try other things.
Well, yeah. And really that's, you know, I can say when I first came in here, it was strictly... The superhero stuff, and then Walking Dead, but that was more because of the TV show than anything else. And now I find I'm reading a lot of other different stuff, and it's really good.
Yeah.
And it's not the same stuff over and over. You know, not that I don't want to read Batman. I always want to read Batman. You know, I always want to read Spider-Man, but it's something completely different.
Yeah, and not only that, when you pick this stuff as opposed to Marvel and DC stuff, they're not as tied and constrained to what they can do. So, like, you know, editors have a bunch of rules on what you can do at Marvel and DC and this and that. And then you read something with this, and it's just like, well, there's nothing before it. So there's nothing you have to, like, there's no limitation on what you can try to do with it.
I find myself, to make it more interesting. I find myself, you know, sticking with following writers, you know, more than characters sometimes, or like Brian Wood. Because he did Northlanders, which I really like. I don't know why I picked that up. It was a series.
You're a big
about
Viking.
Vikings.
You are.
I love Vikings.
Dude. You're a Viking too.
And then Pirate, you know, Vikings, Santa Claus, then he comes,
Thanos.
Then he comes out with with Rebels.
Yeah.
You got to read that too.
You read DMZ.
I read the first.
DMZ was very good. I never finished it.
Somebody picked me up the first volume. It was interesting.
No, I never read. I need to read the whole thing. No.
I think that's why Jason Aaron, like, we're reading Southern Bastards, and then you read, like, what was the last thing that we were talking about? Oh, Star Wars. And it's just, like, Southern Bastards is so interesting because it's so different.
Star Wars,
he has, like, limitations on what he thinks. I think that's why there's a difference between his writing where he'd be like, this was really good. And this
But that, there's also, you know, something that's creator-owned where, you know, they have complete control of what they want to do and tell the story they want to tell is very different than, even though it's, I get that Disney now owns Lucasfilms, but versus a licensed property where you have to fit it in the box.
Yeah.
Don't think outside the box, because the second you do, you lose fans.
Yeah, you lose that. But yeah, pick up new, different things. Colin sells a lot of it, too. A lot more than other comic book stores usually sell as well.
I could see Yoda as Boss Euless. Although not the chickens, though. That would be...
Yeah. Yeah. No, that would be...
Banthas.
Oh, no. That's an image that's going to...
Banthas. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Jesus. Blue milk.
I am drinking blue milk.
Bleep the chicken, I will.
I learned later on that blue milk was bantha milk. Mm. I guess it had to have been something. What else is on Tatooine? What else did you recall?
Me, one other one I wanted to talk about besides the mainstream stuff was Harrell County. Now, Grant, it's Dark Horse, but it's Cullen Bunn. I think it's his 42nd book out.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, God, what isn't he writing?
And it's Tyler Crook, who I guess does Sixth Gun that I have not read. But it was a darn interesting little horror book. I don't remember how it began.
Oh,
it began with them hanging a witch, and basically her saying, "I'm going to come back and get you." And since then, like the weird things, like she has dreams about this tree where they hung the witch from.
Okay.
And there's this young girl, and she's having all these dreams about it. And like calves are born, but they're both basically dead. One's born with like six legs, and it dies. And this other one is dying. And she's like, "Oh, I want to give it a name." And dad's like, "No, you can't name these things. You'll get attached to them." Well, dad goes over to look at...
Bessie.
Oh, he wanted to get his gun to shoot the other calf. And when he comes back, it's healed. Because, like, she touched it, and it healed. And that was one of the things this nurse in the beginning, or this witch in the beginning could do. She could heal people. But then things kind of started turning. And one thing it's showing that he's, you know, dug a lot of graves for lots of... yeah, chickens and cows, near a dozen, born wrong. And then she goes running off after something, and they kind of have a talk with these people going, you know, "Have you seen anything? You know, does it look like she's wrong or something?" You know, just very, very interesting.
I like the art.
Yeah.
Is that Matt Kent?
No, it's Tyler Crook.
Oh, I'm sorry. That, you said that. That looks similar.
Yeah, and then, you know, they're worried that witch is coming back, and it's coming back in her. It was really, really good. It's almost like I'm way behind on witches, but this was really, really a good horror book. Very neat, different.
Did you read that?
I can keep going. Yeah, Run, Love, Kill, which I don't like the covers.
I'm interested because you had an issue with the covers.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of the covers, but the inside is really neat. It's this, it was a little confusing in this one about who they were talking to in the beginning, only because... Yeah, I don't think that was the main character from the first issue. Or if it was a flashback, or I'm not sure what was going on. But this girl wants to get out of this town. They're putting up walls, and she wants to get out before because she doesn't trust the government and stuff. And it's all about her trying to get out and these people trying to catch her and stop her. So art was really neat. And like that's what the covers don't match the insides.
That's a very popular style of art.
Yeah, this is a neat style of art. I really like this. This was good. But yeah, I had not a disagreement, but I was talking
with the
author. Not
exactly totally realistic, like...
Oh, no, not at all. It's very much like Fabio Moon-ish.
Yeah.
Who is it? Eric Can... Cannete. Canete?
Yeah.
And he also helped write it. But I think nice. The art is fantastic. So I really like it, just not a fan of the covers. Okay, I'll keep going. Injection. New Warren Ellis, Declan Shalvey book. This one Ellis decided to do because he had so much fun working with Shalvey on Moon Knight.
Okay.
So they did this one. Ask me what it's about. I couldn't tell you.
That's another.
This is one of those. It's Brian Wood. You got to read a couple issues. I mean, not Brian Wood. It's Warren Ellis. I cannot even begin to tell you what it's about.
You were talking about the cover of that book as well.
We talked about last week because
only in the sense it's looking at it, it's beautifully detailed, but it's light purple on white. So if you're standing 8 feet away and looking at it on the shelf, you're going to be lucky if you even can read the title.
And people did say, "Well, that's a variant," but even the main cover is just the black. It's just black.
Yeah. So I mean, but you know, and I wish Ellis. Make it bigger. You know, let people know what this is. It's a book people will look for and find, but I don't. It's not an eye catcher.
The idea
off the
of
shelf.
Covers are kind of like the idea that I always have billboards because, like, you have to see them as you're driving down.
That's an eye catching cover for like A-Force. That's something you're going to look at and go, "Oh gosh, what's that?" You know, huge She-Hulk right in the
bright colors.
Yeah. So you know, I don't want to say it tells a story, but it's like, okay, this is about a team of women. We're just injection.
Where they try to be artistic with this, they're not doing it as a in sales way, which they should have a little bit of both. Yeah. It should be fairly artistic, but it also should sell the book.
Let's see. What else? Oh, Mythic was another number one from Image that came out. Very interesting. Basically about this group of people who take care of, I don't know if it's supernatural, almost like ancient mythology type problems, and it's this group that this guy gets recruited into. Very interesting, fun. I want to see where that one's going. Number two, I'm looking forward to number two
kind
on that.
Interesting cover.
Yeah. So okay, I'm done. I saw the stat, but I'll let it go.
Well, the only other stuff
there's a lot
that
of
I've read was Convergence.
So we'll talk
about
so
that's all I'm left is Convergence stuff.
Okay. Did you want to get them like Josh?
Yeah, we can do that.
You get them because that makes it interesting. Because
well,
then we can talk.
You
about
talk about what else you read. And...
Let me. I read Outcast. Outcast really needs to get somewhere quick. Like that's my biggest problem with it. Where every issue so far is there's a possessed guy. Let's go visit him. Don't touch him, and then we leave. And that's kind of it. Yeah. And the formula of the book has just been that. And how long has Outcast been out? Since, like, summer?
Yeah, because I was on vacation when number one came out.
It's like, come on. Like, move it with the story here. I just don't think Kirkman should be writing, like, too many things at once. Because I think he has a lot going on. And he just isn't telling, like, the pace of Walking Dead. It's a very quick reading, quick read. But it kept, like, every book kind of went, except for when we got to the All Out War. And this has been, like, All Out War, where it's the beginning of the book, and it's just, like, nothing's going on. Besides him getting the symbol carved into his chest. There's nothing really, I can't spoil it for you, because if you read the last issue where they go and meet somebody who is possessed,
they need
read this issue. So.
Step it up a little bit.
Step it up a notch.
So
let's move forward.
Something
let's
happens.
Get a story. Something.
So we get a larger idea of the story
just,
going on.
Yeah, just not. It hasn't been great.
Are they still making this TV show of that? Or
all of that stuff's in talks all the time. The only thing that finally decided to move with was the Walking Dead. Yeah, Preacher has some more of an idea to it, but, like, I don't know. Like, they have a cast. Like, they put that guy from that movie you like.
Almost Famous. Yeah.
Almost Famous. That kid. He plays, what's his name? I don't know the character's name anymore. But
I know, I can't remember the character.
Not really interesting. It started interesting, but after, I don't want to see it all the time, the same thing. Like, it was interesting then, not now. It needs to have something new happen now, so.
Yeah.
It's just one of those books that's, like, teetering on, should I cut it or should I not? Because if it's going to pick up, okay, he might have a good way of doing it, but.
Yeah.
I'll keep it going and see. We talked about The Afterlife with Archie's last week. I finally got to read this.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fun. I like that Sabrina is a lot darker though than Archie.
Yeah,
very dark.
Yeah, when you have a character,
really cool art though.
Madam Satan.
And the lion thing, Satan. And when that's how she was so upset, she just went into the lion.
Yeah, that was disturbing. Yeah.
And it's okay. It's fun. Hopefully they keep it going and consistent. But other than that, Convergence.
Okay. So the main Convergence book, it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. I don't even remember. Is that the one where he finally, like...
They all team up.
Yeah.
We're starting to see them, they're getting ready to fight Demas.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, Shazam is... Well, I guess it's magic, so Shazam would be there. But, you know, he's on...
I don't know kind of what Shazam this, but he that is. Not, at first, I thought it was
Kingdom
Come. That is
Kingdom not New 52.
It might be Kingdom Come.
I think it was, but he didn't seem... Where did I see Kingdom Comes? He was in the Justice League book, which came out.
Or he could be...
I was thinking he was Captain
Flashpoint.
Thunder, but he didn't have the logo, like Captain Thunder.
No.
Logo.
No, he didn't look like Captain Thunder.
No, right? So I don't think it was him. So it has to be that, but then he's not...
What if he's the old...
He could be the kid one from the Shazam book, but I didn't see him as being that either.
Or, you know, it's supposed to be all timelines and all universes. It may be the original was at Atlas... Or no, Charlton?
Hmm?
What? He was not a Charlton character.
Fawcett.
He was Fawcett.
Okay, yeah, you know, he may have been...
That's the Shazam book. They're in Fawcett City. The Shazam book is
okay.
Fawcett.
All right.
Well,
it's definitely not the one from the TV show. We know that.
Well, I'm just going by if it's the Kingdom Come one.
He dies
in
7-8.
We met the Kingdom Come one in that Justice League book where Blue Beetle's on it. I think that was this week's.
Yeah.
And... they fought him, and they were just like, okay, we'll see ya. And he didn't seem like an evil guy, so I don't know. Maybe he wasn't. But it's really the battle, I guess, because we're getting to the eighth issue, so they have to get there somewhere.
Yeah. And then, you know, they kind of put this whole thing on Dick Grayson and said, yeah, you have to get Telos to fight with us.
Yeah. And I guess he's becoming Batman. Because that's what it seems like. He's
the costume. He's
the only
wearing
way, but he's paralyzed, so he has to wear that thing.
Yeah, I mean he's Batman.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was okay. Like I think Convergence has picked up.
Yeah. Wait till you read 7. It's like, why were the first 3 so slow?
Yeah.
If they're slamming all this stuff in at the end.
Yeah. I think they need to think that out when they're structuring.
Well, that's the problem is it was Lobdell was supposed to be doing the pacing for this new writer.
That's the problem right there. You're right. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, those 0 and 1 were so snoozy.
Snoozy?
They were.
It's Colin's word, not yours.
Snoozy.
Okay. Gentle. Don't be ripping the bad books.
Ripping them? What's the first Convergence book?
Aquaman.
Ooh. It was okay.
I had a problem with it.
What's your problem?
With the end. Where blood is now somehow salt water.
It's thicker than water.
Blood is thicker than water?
Yeah, I get that, but that I really had a problem.
How that makes sense. He's like, I get that. I was like, I don't get it.
Just throwing him off.
We were the ones who said it.
See if you can keep a stay on his toes.
No, that to me was just kind of ridiculous that's what...
That's kind of what saved them. I wouldn't understand because, I mean, yeah, your body's made up of a certain amount of water, but, I mean, it's all of your body, not just your blood.
But it's not just water.
And
it's
not
salt
a lot.
Water.
It's not like he picked up a lot of water from that, so why would he gain all strength like Popeye and spinach, you know?
Yeah.
Why did he, you know, he was just going,
eating one eating one
he even heard the music, and he punches Death Blow in the face.
I thought it was Alice.
And his
again.
Head goes back and stretches and then comes back. It was very cartoony.
And then that had the Dr. Fate backup or, you know, preview in it. So, and I actually just read that today. I thought that was interesting.
I liked it. I think it was a good little preview. And when you guys told me, and I had no idea, I thought when they were throwing a preview in, they were giving a preview of the book. It's its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
That one had the Dr. Fate. I did read the Dr. Fate.
Barry brought up a good question here. I told him about... You don't want Barry to ask a question? You might be able to answer that. Do you think they'll put those into the trades?
Yes.
Okay, because you know him. He's a trade reader.
Yeah.
So.
But you're not going to see it before the trade.
No, before that you won't see it at all. But... The art style of Dr. Fate was my favorite. I really thought it fit it. It was just very different. It's kind of like that style we were just talking about, that book that you were reading. I forget what it was called.
Hollow.
Run, Love, Kill.
Yeah. Kind of a, not totally realistic looking art, kind of
yeah.
a
yeah. But it's not very cartoony. Yeah.
yeah, not too cartoony, not too realistic.
Yeah,
And I like art like that anyway. So, kind of gave you an idea of where he's getting the helmet. I guess this might be the same helmet from Earth 2. I don't know because we haven't seen.
Or
that
even
character.
Earth 1. You know.
Yeah, might yeah. be its own. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was worth picking up. I think I might add that to my list of all of them of the previews that I've read.
Next one, Green Arrow.
It's okay.
Yeah, the ending I thought was a little weird.
That was one of those endings like all the books kind of have had. Where well, but it's just this like, one, well, just nobody said we had to kill you. You know.
Well, no, but even at the see that's the part that I don't get because yeah. they lost.
Yeah.
You know, Ollie and Connor lost.
Yeah.
But they were still alive.
You know,
it
what?
Almost seems like maybe this is going
they're
on.
They're inconsistent.
You know, yeah, Telos is he's just off doing whatever.
Well,
so.
It also depends on if the earthquake happened. The earthquake yeah. happens. I like how they did add that in that there was some sort of time period throughout there where earthquake happens somewhere in the second books,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you know okay this fits in with Convergence 5, I believe. It
yeah.
was. That's one. And then I like in one of the books, I don't remember which one, mentions that that seems like some sort of time something or other, like somebody accessed time or something like that. That's why it was making that noise. They're inconsistent. That's my biggest complaint about Convergence. And I understand that this was kind of a thing that they had to make for when they moved and all of that. But they're inconsistent on how the rules work of this book.
Right, yeah.
And then I've seen a whole entire city in this just fade away. And I think it might have been the Extremist City or other. Somebody lost. Somebody city floated away.
I think that's what it was.
And it's just yeah. like, okay, does that mean all of them have to lose? Because it seems like multiple people are being taken mm-hmm. out of the city. So does that mean all of them have to lose? Could one team lose? What's yeah. the score? How do you keep score in this event? I think that's where it's kind of confusing in that.
Yeah. But, and you can't kick in the face, and they win by kicking him in the face.
Because I like how it's just... And Talos doesn't seem to care because...
Well, now he's all like, oh,
sometimes he just teleports
them
away.
But now I don't know who I am, and I can't disobey Brainiac.
Yeah. Sometimes it's okay, and then sometimes you're Two-Face from wherever world you're from, and you get sucked through a portal of some sort. I don't know. Like, it's just... Even when Talos appeared in the first books, he appeared in a different way all the time.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite was in the Charlton book, the Blue Beetle book, where he just, like, morphs the building into his
yeah.
shape, and it's just like, okay, that's different. He wanted to be
yeah,
creative.
You would think when they had the meeting about this, here's how he has to appear.
You think.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think... That's why I'm complaining about that, because... You think they would have been like, okay, this is how he appears. Because certain people seem to know.
Well,
and
it's supposed to be
base.
Happening simultaneously
yeah.
to all of them.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know...
So he shouldn't be appearing as different ways. And then certain books, he does the same thing. And in
yeah.
other books, he's just like, he appears on one big screen in the dome. Or
yeah.
sometimes he's a hologram in the middle of the dome. Or sometimes he takes over a building and morphs into it. And it's just like, pick or choose here.
Yeah.
You know, and the building's not even part of him.
Yeah.
So why is he taking over the building? So consistency is
because
a big problem.
Because he can. And that had the Green Lantern Lost Army as the backup.
That was... It didn't really...
It didn't...
Sell me.
No.
The only thing that sold me was the end.
With Kronos
with
showing...
With Kronos.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, God, it's Kronos.
Yeah, but, I mean, other than that, it was just... It was okay.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, I was, too. I was actually a little disappointed with both. Previews for Green Lantern books, which we'll talk about.
The next one, Green Lantern Parallax. So I like this one. What I thought was kind of really messed up about the whole thing was, you know, Kyle knows what Parallax is going to do, and he just kind of lets it happen.
He's just like, whatever.
You know,
he couldn't really do anything about it, though, I don't think. I mean, Parallax is just too strong of a character.
I get
being
that.
In this story is kind of interesting because he's one of the strongest DC characters. He tried to change time.
Yeah.
The only other character I know that tried to do that was the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah.
So, it's just one of those characters that, like, he has to be a big part of this. Why else would they throw him in there? Just because he was in the 90s, I guess.
Well, and I think that's probably
why. That
might
be all, but...
Yeah, so that
it's also interesting that Parallax did take out...
Electropolis
or whatever. Because it gets taken out anyways in time. So yeah. It was kind of, you know...
Yeah, that was one of them. It doesn't really matter if it goes. It
doesn't really matter. Yeah. It's gone anyways.
And that had Lobo as its backup, and I didn't read the backup for that, so I don't know.
I didn't either. I wasn't interested. I read part of it, and then I was some of it, and I was just like, I'm not going to read it.
I just kind of looked at the art. I'm like...
I don't know where they're going with the Lobo, because they didn't go in the direction, I don't think, that they said they were, where there were two Lobos. I didn't really...
Well, no, it was Lobo was the title.
Yeah.
Like, it was, you know, it's like, you're a headhunter. Your name, you know, you're a Lobo.
Yeah, that's what they said. And but he was hunting... Supposedly, he was hunting the guy who took...
The old Lobo.
Yeah, and I don't remember them really doing anything with the old Lobo.
Yeah, I don't.
So I don't know where that book's going, really. And I don't know, or is it selling well?
No, not particularly.
So I don't really understand why that isn't on their list, unless it's selling. I mean, we need Joe with his numbers here, telling us how it's selling with other places, just to see if that's why. But I can't see it being that interesting. It had a lot of flack too. So
yeah. So the next one was Justice League International, which I like the interaction Blue Beetle versus Blue Beetle.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I like Ted Kord.
What I don't like, and this has happened on a couple of them, is, you know, they see a character that they know from their own timeline,
yeah,
or their own reality, and, you know, they expect them all to be the same.
Yeah.
And that was, you know...
They were expecting more out of Wonder Woman.
Yeah. You know, knowing that they were being pitted against one another, it seems like they would realize, okay, this may be the same person, but if, you know, she's coming after us, she's probably not.
I don't understand why the Kingdom Come characters are so angry. Because... In the end of the story, like, and maybe this isn't from the end of the story. Maybe this
no, I don't think any of them are from the end. Because even, like, when we see the Red Sun people,
yeah,
that was definitely, you know, sometime in the middle of the story.
Yeah,
that would have taken place. But it was okay. The backup for that was Justice League 3001. So, it's a continuation of the Justice League 3000 essentially taking place 1 year later. So, the Green Lantern in this is Guy Gardner, except for it's a woman.
Which I find funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it you know, it has the Pete Rose haircut and everything.
Yeah.
But it was different. It was interesting because, you know, they talk about it, they're sitting at this restaurant, and it's supposed to be the Gastro World or wherever. It's, you know, super expensive place.
It's a culinary planet.
Yeah.
You know,
and by, and they're basically talking about how, you know, when Clark wears the glasses, he doesn't understand how anyone
President
could
Gordon Ramsay
not know where he was, you know.
No, was, not really.
No,
that would have been funny, but...
Yeah. It's Paula Deen.
Yeah, come on. Not Gordon Ramsay. There's a lot of butter.
Yeah.
The buildings are made of butter.
But then Wonder Woman shows up and flips out because Clark had taken her glasses.
I love the glasses part to begin with, because Clark is sitting there, and he's just like, why does this work? Like,
yeah,
he's just testing it just to, yeah, see if it works.
Now that sounds good. That sounds fun.
It's keeping to the formula of Justice League 3000, which, yeah, I think Justice League 3000 was a surprise. And I think, mm-hmm, we voted that on our best of year,
yeah,
book as our surprise book, because, like, at first you're just like, yeah, you know, a future kind of out of continuity type book. But it was good.
Yeah.
It has been. I think it kept the formula. The only question I have is the Guy Gardner part, which, because I am surprised that they cloned somebody.
Well, I'm surprised that they jumped ahead a year.
Yeah, that too. They have jumped.
My guess is that's where they'll go back and explain why. Because maybe they're not the ones that cloned Guy. Maybe somebody else
might have done it.
Yeah, or it may have been, they had said something about Hal. Yeah. So maybe it was, Hal's body finally gave out. They didn't have enough genetic material. They knew they needed a Green Lantern, so they cloned Guy.
Yeah, it might have been.
He was the backup.
They have to have some reason, because they did make a big point throughout this book that doing what they did was wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about that. It was good, though.
Suicide Squad. Ugh. I liked the story.
Adam loved it.
I didn't like the art.
Yeah. That's my complaint about this entire book is, the writer did a good job, but there was... had to be, zero communication between the artist and the writer in this. It just, because I don't think the writer probably was expecting everything. I'd like to see the script. That would be interesting. My biggest complaint at the beginning of the book with consistency with the art was that the artist could not decide whether Deathstroke wore or didn't wear his helmet.
His helmet, yeah.
It just, every panel, it was like, helmet, no helmet, helmet, no helmet, helmet.
You're so picky.
Was he sitting there through it?
What happened to you? Duck season.
Wait, now I got to say something, yeah.
Take your helmet off.
It wasn't very good. Even there was a panel with Deathstroke without his helmet, and his face was just really small. And he had
it was very skinny.
Mustache. Yeah, it was really weird. But story-wise, you can explain the story, because it was... I'm throwing it on you,
man. Yeah, thanks. That's the one.
Well, you said you liked
it. Yeah, I know. It was the one I didn't write notes for. So... Cyborg Superman. What's that?
I said I know it wasn't that.
Cyborg Superman is doing his thing. Yeah. Lex Luthor from Kingdom Come, I believe that. Yeah, it was Kingdom Come, or was it Red Sun? No, it was Kingdom Come.
It's Kingdom Come, because he's older.
Yeah, Kingdom Come. Lex Luthor is part of the Suicide Squad. And at the very end, he decides he's going to double cross everybody.
Well, he joins them because he wants to eliminate him anyway. So he wants to be on the side that's going to eliminate the people he doesn't like.
Yeah.
He at the end of the last issue, we're left with Waller is shot, and you're supposed to think it was Luthor. But then in this issue, at the same time, Luthor is shot in the head.
Yeah.
And then you figure out then, it's like everybody had a plan. So that was kind of interesting. Everybody had another plan, which fits the Suicide Squad, because they're evil. They're villains. So they all have different ideas. Captain Boomerang was behind
him over
the shooting of Amanda Waller, and his reason is he has terminal cancer. It doesn't matter. So he's going to do what he's going to do. So, who takes out Captain Boomerang?
Hold on, I'm getting that.
Is it Green Lantern?
I think that makes sense.
I think it's Kingdom Come Green Lantern. Oh, or is it Scar? Is it the pink the Star Sapphire? Because she was big with them, I think, too.
Captain Boomerang's the one that kills Lex Luthor.
Yeah, definitely.
And then...
somebody takes out Captain Boomerang. Oh, no, she does.
Blows up. Yeah, she blows herself up.
Which I thought was a fitting ending for Amanda Waller.
She's the final suicide.
So it had an interesting idea. And then we got to the end, and I didn't like the ending.
They built some statue.
They put a huge...
to commemorate everybody. And that part made absolutely no sense.
Just who they added. It could have made... Okay, well, I liked your idea, too, where you said that they shouldn't be known. So what does it matter to have a statue anyways? Yeah.
Well, and that's... in the real world kind of thing I brought up is, at the CIA headquarters, they have stars for agents that have given their life in secret missions or whatever. Yeah. Something like that would have seemed much more appropriate than a big statue of all these people. And then
there are people that, people are going to be like, why do we have a statue
Bane
of all these
and
villains?
Cyborg Superman and Black Manta.
And then you as the reader look at it, you know, while Barbara's looking at the statue like, we did good putting this statue up. And then you're reading it like, no, you didn't. I know you weren't there, Barbara, but these people double cross, Cyborg Superman double cross, Lex Luthor, nobody's going to know who that is because he's from another planet. So why is he even on this statue?
Well, Captain Boomerang's in there.
Captain Boomerang, and sabotaged it.
Right, and she knew that was going on, so it really made no sense.
Just story, okay. Artists, no communication between them, so...
And that had Aquaman as his backup, and I didn't read it, so I don't know.
I did. It was kind of... Everybody seems like they're rogue right now in DC.
Okay.
And Aquaman is escaped from Atlantis. That's what this story is about. And it turns out that Mira is the one who's after him. So Mira takes over Atlantis, which is kind of going in the direction of... Future's End, because remember they were feuding at Future's End.
Uh-huh.
So it was different. The art was really colorful. It had a lot of Aquaman was wearing, like, I think purple. And
he was wearing basically the armor that Jason Momoa's wearing for the Dawn of Justice movie.
It was good. I want to see where it goes, but I'm starting to lose a little faith in Aquaman a little bit. Garth was there. And at the end, he was standing beside the mirror.
Yeah. That's exactly where I went to.
No, Aqualad was standing beside Mira. So I think it was Garth. I mean, it could have been somebody else. But we haven't seen him, I don't think, in New 52 at all. Which is funny, because there's not a lot of characters in New 52.
Well, there is no more New 52, so.
Well, I mean, the world still exists. The name doesn't exist on the book.
He's a pirate. Don't worry about it.
We're all pirates here, Jedi.
Catwoman.
Thanks to Colin. It's starting the podcast with R.
Yeah, exactly. So, I didn't really like the first issue of
exactly.
It. And it just kind of continued. Yeah. I can't say it was horrible. But
it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't great.
The only thing I liked about this book was kind of the ending. Not that it ended, but...
where she gets shot protecting Batman.
Protecting Batman. He wasn't expecting that because where he comes from, she's a villain. Because that's how they were writing her at the time. Not like they are in modern time. But, you know, they were going up against this Mannheim, which is the villain of that time, of, I guess, Metropolis. I don't remember. I remember the character, just it's really hard to remember.
He seems like a mob boss.
He's kind of a mob boss, but he's using some sort of apocalypse technology, I think he's using.
Yeah, he has an apocalypse suit.
That's making him a little stronger, but it has, like, a weakness on the back, which is...
Yeah, the power source is on the back that they're just able to
just
rip off.
It. Yeah, so it wasn't a very good idea. But when the whole thing is, everybody starts to panic because she is not going to finish the battle, that their city's going to get wiped out, so the people of Metropolis come with a gun to kill Batman.
Yeah.
And finally, one of them, because of the earthquake, is spooked that he pulls the trigger and she jumps in front of it and dies.
It was a total Pulp Fiction moment. Oh, man, I just shot Marvin in the face.
Yeah. That's all that. So they were just like, that was it. I didn't read Gotham by Midnight.
I didn't either. So
it could be good, could be bad. Let's read it.
But I wasn't reading Gotham by Midnight prior to Convergence, so I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of got behind him.
Superboy.
I don't remember.
So Superboy, it was a battle between Kingdom Come Superman and Superboy, and basically the whole deal was Kingdom Come Superman just wanted Superboy to give up in order for him to survive and try to find a way to stop this, because he knew basically Superboy would not have been able to figure out how to stop Telos.
Yeah.
And in the end, that's what happens, is Superboy...
It was interesting in that book that you were rooting for the other guy, not Superboy.
Go ahead and hit me. And, you know, he hits him with one punch. Or he said it would probably take three punches to knock me down.
Yeah.
He hits him once and it knocks him out.
I think it, I think how they wrote it, it fit the character really well, because that's how you remember Superboy band, a very kind of arrogant, very he wasn't paying attention to his actions, where he met this one who is Superman. I mean, it is the Superman. And when he does the thing where he throws the rock and he's trying to talk to Lois and it hits Lois in the head and now she needs to go to the hospital. It was one of those. It's funny. You did. You kind of rooted for the other Superman besides the main character.
Yeah.
It was different.
And it definitely read like a 90s comic, too.
Yeah, very much. I think this run of them were kind of my favorite, actually. It was kind of different. I think they fit the time period where they were from a lot better than a lot of them.
Yeah.
What was the tie-in?
The tie-in on that one was Action Comics. I didn't read that one either.
It was the Truth storyline, which is starting, which I don't know what that's all going to tie into exactly. But, a lot of stuff happened. I wasn't really, he seems to be, like, searching for himself or something again, and he does that a lot. A lot of white. There were tons of white.
Yeah, gray, and
very black and white. A and lot then of just
splashes of red.
He was being chased by, like, these shadow creatures of some sort. I don't know where they were from. I don't remember. But nothing really that exciting. Not like the Geoff Johns run was doing. Not like the other Superman preview.
Well, I think
it was kind of interesting still.
I think the thing is, if you're going to read Superman, that 8-page preview is neither going to dissuade you or sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually hoping that Superman that we got from the Divergence Free Comic Book Day does not tie into this Truth storyline.
I think they all do, though.
Yeah, I think they do.
But I don't know if it's so much like those shadow things or if it's just like an idea, like where his identity has been blown.
Yeah.
He no longer
has
a secret.
I think that's
more what the Truth is going to kind of be.
And they're all, as I said, like it seems like that's where all of them are going. They're all kind of either rogue characters where you got Green Lantern who's doing his thing. What is it?
Wrong Company.
What did I say?
You said the rogue characters.
No, wrong.
No, you said rogue.
Wrong book, not company. It's Flash.
Well, I was thinking more X-Men.
Oh, okay. The whole thing is, though,
I'm tired. I want to go home.
The whole thing is, though, they're going.
Adam won't stop talking.
What's new?
Go on to the next one.
The next one. This one was one of my favorites. Supergirl Matrix.
Adam liked that one, too.
I thought it was funny.
Who doesn't like Ambush Bug?
Nobody.
It absolutely read like a Looney Tunes cartoon,
definitely.
Though.
Which he should have.
Yeah, it was. And he had some inappropriate lesbian jokes, and it
very inappropriate.
Yeah, it was good though.
It was.
Yeah, you know, it was Supergirl. Had to catch him because apparently Luthor thought that if he got a hold of him, he would be able to figure out a way to apply that to getting everybody out from under the dome.
Yeah.
And then at one point, Lady Quark shows up and, you know, back from her battle with I forget what the king was or
Lord
Volt. That's right, yeah. So she comes back from that and basically says to Supergirl, would you forget about us?
She says he's dead, though.
Yeah.
Through that. I was like, what, you killed him? I'm like, he's dead?
Yeah. Well, it happens.
It doesn't matter because she's going to disappear because her city was destroyed.
Right. So, you know, and it basically just goes on to her chasing Ambush Bug through these different...
And her, every time, you know, you smell like spackle.
Yeah, yeah, she smells like spackle.
Art-wise, is her hair alive, like Medusa or something? Like,
yeah, it's kind of wavy.
It just all over. Just it looks like it's living. The last issue I said was kind of Looney Tunes-esque. Like they were really bringing that in, where even the beep beep thing, where she did a lot of Roadrunner stuff, and then this totally went in the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, not a bad way.
No, it was fun because you didn't have a lot of all of them were very serious tone. This was more of a comedy.
And what I also liked about it is it's only two issues, so it does its jokes and it goes. It's not something that's going to go on for forever.
But the thing is, maybe this was received very well, though, that they might throw that into DC, bring out an Ambush Bug book. Who knows?
Who knows? So
Deadpool does well.
What's that?
Deadpool does well for Marvel.
That's true. Well, yeah, but they got Harley Quinn, which is basically the Deadpool book of DC right now.
That's true.
So the backup for this was Batmite.
It looked interesting. I don't think the preview did very much for it as much as like Bizarro did.
Yeah. Which we'll get to.
Yes. I had to say it.
No, I know. Compare it. But yeah, it was Batmite is, you know, basically he wants to fix the DC superheroes.
Yeah. He's done dealing with Batman.
It's very cartoony the way it's drawn.
Yeah.
Batmite, especially, very big eyes.
Not only that, they were harnessing. If you go back to the first page, this is from. A lot of this is from the animated series.
Okay.
That's just the idea of that they were going for it to bring in these villains, and they're on the rooftop and that. It's kind of interesting.
And in Batmite, it's only a 6-issue series anyway, but it's. It looks interesting.
With your bat cowls and bat wings.
Yeah.
Your herdo bat cows, that's what he said.
And finally, it was Superman Man of Steel.
My least favorite.
Yeah, it was mine too.
It's a horrible cover.
Yeah. They're connected.
It was a horrible story.
I just mean the art on that cover is not appealing.
Yeah. I think they're connecting covers. Are they all connecting covers?
No, I don't think so.
Just that one.
Somehow Steel manages to... He was paralyzed at the end of the last issue.
Well, that one might be a connected.
That one is. Yeah, that one is. I was asking if all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the end of the hammer. So he basically grafts or gets injected with nanites, and that allows him to... Sense. Yeah, it really did.
It didn't make any sense. They take these nanites from the planet, which is basically initially Talos.
Yeah.
And then inject it into Steel.
First a cat.
A cat. So I guess that cat's now part of Talos. So I didn't really understand what they were going for. I mean, I get it if it was just regular nanites, but it's not.
Yeah.
It just, I didn't really care that much about it. And I didn't really care for the villains. I think they were part of
it. Was what? The extremists? And then Parasite was in there. And it was when I'm, okay, I just don't care.
Yeah. It wasn't interesting at all.
But it did have my favorite preview.
Yeah.
Me Hate Bizarro. It was.
Strong words, Ben.
Me Hate Bizarro.
You Hate Bizarro, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to not get it.
So Bizarro is Bizarro, and Superman does a very un-Superman-like thing. He wants to get rid of Bizarro, so he sends him to Canada and has Jimmy Olsen in charge.
That's understandable.
Or as I love how he calls it, Bizarro America.
Bizarro America, yeah. It's, you know, no matter what, you got to rip on Canada. So that's...
It's America's hat.
Because
America Junior.
Yeah.
No, but he sends Jimmy Olsen on task to take Bizarro to Canada.
I like how they're like, I don't want to fly.
Yeah.
So they do a road trip.
The art of this is very cartoony.
Yeah, which I think it fits. It works for what they're doing.
It definitely does. You know, Superman still looks like Superman, but he looks
a
lot like...
Jimmy's very skinny.
Yeah. And then, you know, Bizarro, it's definitely not the new 52 version of Bizarro. It's the, you know...
Classic.
Yeah. But more of a, you know, a child's version of it. And I love this visual, the last page, with them standing on the car.
I love the "to be continued" part at the end, where they word it out.
No, "to be started" in our last issue, Bizarro number one,
Which if nobody understands that, they're reading it, they're going to be like, what? But that's awesome.
Yeah, worstest road trip ever.
Yeah.
and this is something that, and really... I thought that the concept of a Bizarro book sounded good to begin when I first heard about it.
This helped.
The action book that did the Bizarro issue really sold the idea on me, and then this clinched it to where, okay, there's no way I'm not picking this up.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I'm not even a big fan of Superman, but this to me is like, okay, this is going to be good.
Yeah. It did. It was favorite parts of it. It's really funny.
So.
That's what we read.
Yeah, that's it.
Convergence.
So what's coming out next week,
next
Colin?
Week, we have All New Hawkeye 3. Still waiting for the last of the other one.
All Old Hawkeye number 22.
Yeah, old Hawkeye.
New Hawkeye's been good, though.
We got Convergence number 8, the finale. We also have Convergence Action, Blue Beetle, Booster Gold, Crime Syndicate, Detective, Infinity Inc., Justice Society of America, Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighter, Shazam, and World's Finest. For Josh, we have Divinity number 4.
Josh
won't be here.
Oh, that's right. He won't be here. Forgot about him. Fight Club number 1, getting a lot of buzz, getting a lot of people asking me for this, which is a really good sign. Indestructible Stingray. I don't know what it is. It's an IDW book. I just like that name.
What is it?
Indestructible Stingray. I don't know what it is, but interesting. Secret Wars Time, we have Inferno, Infinity Gauntlet, Inhumans, Adelan Rising. Invisible Republic is an Image book. There's been a lot of buzz about it. I still haven't had a chance to read it. Ivar Time Walk. Oh, that's Valiant. Never mind. Josh isn't here. There's a Marvel Now Deadpool statue, artifact statue that a lot of people have been asking about. So the first one's coming out. There's two different versions. There's the regular and there's the X-Force. So the regular one is shipping next week. Material is a new Image book. Mayday number 2, the one I talked about earlier. MODOK Assassin, Secret Wars. Multiversity Pax Americana Director's Cut. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
That was my favorite issue of the year, so. That'll be interesting.
When's the trade for that coming out?
Yeah, someday.
I want to read it.
Okay. Old Man Logan, Secret Wars, and Postal number 4, another book that I really like the story. I'm not a big fan of the art. New previews. Did I mention previews is due next week, so please get your orders in.
Yep.
Providence number 1, which is new Alan Moore one from Avatar, which is basically the story of the Yellow King. If you watch True Detective, apparently the Yellow King was an old story, and this is Alan Moore's take on it. Sabrina number 3, believe it or not.
Oh my goodness.
Sandman Overture number 5, I do believe the world will be ending before Wednesday. We have Secret Wars.
Hawkeye's not coming out.
Oh, that's true. If that was coming out, I'd be worried. Secret Wars 2099. Secret Wars Time. Secret Wars Journal number 1. Sons of the Devil. That's a new Brian Bucciolato one. That's also, I'm seeing a lot of buzz online about that from Image. Surface Tension. That one is from Titan, which is, they gave us a little preview of it. I want to say, it must have been in Portland. And definitely was interesting. Just interesting about this. People going like, I don't remember. Something about it definitely dealing with the ocean and water, but I remember being intrigued by it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number 46, where more of the death of Donatello. It's not the death. Uncanny Avengers Ultron Forever. I think that's the last part of this, tying in with the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, timely. Where Monsters Dwell, another Secret Wars book. And Zombie Tramp versus Vamplade, because why not? With the Secret War stuff, if there are titles you're interested in, please let me know. I kind of begged and pleaded for people to let me know what they wanted beforehand. I only asked that because it's really hard to order because I don't know what people want. I sold out of the Secret Wars Battle World today, which was in the description. How many different MODOKs from different dimensions get together and wackiness ensues? And I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound good to me. I ordered 10 copies and sold out today. Master of Kung Fu.
Yeah.
There was, I don't even know if it was a year ago. We had Deadly Hands of Kung Fu that I sold 3 copies of. So I ordered 10 of Master of Kung Fu. Boom, sold out today. So that one I do have more coming. But let me know, just because there are so many Secret Wars titles, the tie-ins got a really tepid response. A lot of people were interested in the main book, but I was getting really no feedback on the other tie-ins. So I ordered conservatively, because there's so much. A lot of them are $4.99. It's like I don't really
want to
be stuck with this stuff, because I have a lot of Convergence left over. and I don't want to have a lot of Secret Wars left over. So please let me know. You know, I'm easy to get a hold of. Email me at colin@pittsburghcomics.com. You can call the store, post on the Facebook page, tweet me.
Comment.
Although that's a little more fluid. But no, don't do that because I'll never see that. So yeah, I mean, I'm not a hard guy to get a hold of. So just let me know if there's something you're interested in, because yeah, I was really surprised to sell out of those two today. You know, in one day, after a week maybe, but not. I mean, I was out of the Battle World probably like by 2 o'clock. So
I'm shocked on the Deadly Hands of Kung Fu.
Just Master of Kung Fu. Yeah, so was I. So I didn't even read it. So that's that. So we'll talk to you next week.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, I got to see what's going on this weekend. Being Memorial Day, normally I do a Memorial Day sale, but this, the end of this month is like flown up on me. I was very unprepared. I don't know why. Today's the 19th, right? No, today's the 20th. Crap.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to do something before I leave. So that's it. So that's a podcast.
That's a podcast.
We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. Like my ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take you back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will battle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock, when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the